Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to Radio Biafra Live PM transmission, the second rendition of our twice daily broadcast coming to you from Biafra land, this very holy place. As we continue to do this work that Chukwu Abiama in heaven said we must do. As we continue not just the propagation of this very gospel, but the preparation of her children to take their destiny into their hands to ensure that they become free people. We are doing all that we can with the help, with the hope that can only come from heaven. Because if we look upon the face of man, we cannot do what we are doing. We have been meeting our commanders. We have been seeing our people. And I can tell the whole world categorically that our army is ready. It's only weapons that we are missing. It's only weapons that we are missing. We are ready. All the people who have gone about propagating falsehood, shame has befallen them. Shame has befallen them. People say we are not together with hijab people. Who told you that? I was with them today. We go and see people that matter. We go and see those that think the way we do. Those that see things the way we see it. Those that want to act the way we intend to act. Those who are in one accord with us. Those that believe that Biafra must come in truth and honesty. An ordinary person cannot understand this. If you have Igbo psyche in you, you will not get it. If people think that the presence of our defense fund contributed by Biafrans is an excuse for them to find whatever hopeless reason to detach themselves to make away with our defense fund, then they are mistaken. Seriously mistaken. Seriously mistaken. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Therefore, we must say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. We must welcome you regardless of the circumstance. We are here making phenomenal progress. They come from far and wide to see us. From far and wide. One phone call. Everything we need to know, we are told. Everything. Today, Lucha MFO asked me to send him a picture. I have sent it to him. Only one. They said I shouldn't talk anymore. I should allow what we do to speak louder than what we say. And I agree. I agree completely. Let us watch and see. When we are quiet is when we are most deadly. I can tell you that. But one thing is certain. Anybody thinking that Biafra will not come under our watch, anybody thinking that we have ever contemplated abandoning the struggle, that person is Onyara Kayama, is an idiot. Complete and utter idiot. People who don't know you, people who don't understand you, they are bound to talk, they are bound to speak. But I love everything that is happening and many more to come. Because in the end, people will look back and say, but they are right. That is why people look at us with respect in this very effort. All over the place, all over Biafra land. You mention our name and they will tell you. They are consistent. They do not change. No change whatsoever. We will continue to do this very work until Biafra comes and beyond. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you. For the journey we performed this very day, I thank Chukwu Abiama for the success of the encounter we had. I also thank him in every ramification. And to tell him, Chukwu Abiama, today that the work you sent me to do, I am doing it. And I will always remain grateful, will always worship your holy name for your kindness and mercy and grace towards me, the entire family of Biafrans all over the world, that this very effort we have started, we are bound to finish. Most people will not understand it. Some people have the spirit of evil in them. When they come to us, we reveal it to them. The only way you can find out if you're a good person or a bad person is by coming close to us. IPOB. We discover who you are and tell you to your face that you are a very evil or a very good person. You can't pretend with us. Because our prayer every day is for revelation to keep happening. For Chukwu Abiama to reveal to us those who are genuine and those who are fake. At the end of the day, shame will befall them. Because when I have an encounter with people, they no longer come out in public. They no longer do that. That is why shame will befall them. You are about to see what will happen very, very shortly. In the next few days, you will see what will happen. That this is Radio Biafra. We are here. We are broadcasting. Most of our people have gone back from whence they came. But this very evening, some people went out. They will also come back. We are making every effort. We are preparing all that we can, all that we could, in order to ensure that Biafra comes in truth and honesty. And that is why anything that we can do, anything within our capacity, our disposal, we will not hesitate to do it. Because Biafra is the only way forward. Anything else is immaterial. Anything else is irrelevant. To those of you that doubt our resolve, to those of you that think that what we are doing is not real, I feel sorry for all of you. I feel sorry for all of you. Because you can never ever fathom, you can never ever understand what we are trying to accomplish, because the concept of freedom eludes you. You cannot appreciate it. The concept of freedom is not something you are conversant with, therefore you will not understand what we are doing. Igbo people have never fought for freedom before. They fought a war. What we are doing is entirely new to them. And anywhere we go and preach this very gospel, they receive it wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly, and they applaud as well. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. Please, we are always interactive, as you well know. And the number to call, as always, it never changes, it remains the same. It remains the same, it never ever changes. We have a number here at home and one that is universal that we use wherever we go to. If I can be able to find it, which is here. +234 is the number, 8173813596. I repeat, +234 8173813596. If you're calling from a local number here, it is simply 08173813596. 08173881 3596. We are on our universal number, +44208 133 9976, +44208 133 9976. We are on Tango, we are on Viber. Radio Biafra is also on Skype. Radio Biafra is the ID on Skype, and also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and the figure 1. If you call us, you will be able to get us. And this is Radio Biafra. If you go to your satellite, we are there because we are a satellite broadcaster. If you go online, Radio Biafra can be received there also. It is by going to www.radiobiafra.co that you will be able to appreciate the magnitude of the work that we are doing. If you go to www.ipob.org, we are there. If you go to tunein.com, we are there. Tunein is T-U-N-E-I-N. Tunein, all one word, .com. Search for Radio Biafra, we are there. We are also on radioforest.net. Radioforest.net. And for those of you calling us, please, we ask you to refrain from doing so until when our lines are fully declared open. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. If and when the barrister is able to join us, I shall bring him to you. But one thing is certain. We are here to get Biafra. Many will fall by the wayside. Agadapo adapo. People of very little faith. I don't believe in stunt. 1 week, one wonder, no. We keep on pursuing that very outcome, focused like a laser beam on what we are doing. We have not come here to make money. We have not come here to be famous. We have not come here to do any other thing than to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. And this is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you. wherever you are, also endeavor to welcome other people. The time now is approaching 8:15 in the evening, 8:15 here in Biafra land, the same number of minutes 7:00 p.m. in the United Kingdom, and the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. We are formidable, exceptionally formidable. They said, we have no army on. How stupid can people be? And the men are angry. And I said to them, after 30th of May, and when we had a meeting, what did you tell me? They said, go out and get us weapons. We are ready. And I said to them, but do you know some people are today saying that there is no army of the people of Biafra? You have to be there to see how upset men are about what has been happening. They said to me that I should forget it, that people are hungry. Anybody can do anything. Most people think that other people are more famous than them. Some people think they can do this very work. Some people think they can come up and become something when they are irrelevant and nothing. And they want to try. And we welcome them to try. Then they will understand how hard it is. Some people tried us by trying to run a radio station. They collapsed. Others tried to replicate what they are doing and they got into trouble. Other people tried and then found out to their cost. You cannot quite run a 6-hour program every blessed day and then take another 6 hours to prepare for it and then do the uploading afterwards. Take phone calls and be able to direct a movement with global presence. It is massive. Not everybody can do it. I hasten to add. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you. Once again, I add that the number to call if you decide at whatever point to call us is 081-738-13596. 081-738-13596. We are also on +44208-13-9976. +44208-13-9976. We are on Skype. We are on Viber. We are on Tango. If you wish to contact us, please do not hesitate to do so, but not immediately. Right after the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day. This very day is the 14th day of November in the year of our Lord 2014. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, all over the world, the commander of all her forces, those of them who understand the race that we are in and very, very determined to accomplish it, even if it means sacrificing their life in the process. And by the same token, the director of Radio Biafra, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome each and every one of you once again, and I will ask you to welcome other people as well. In the United Kingdom, as at this very day, I will be announcing a new coordinator for the United Kingdom. There will be massive changes. I expect people to leave. If you cannot handle this heat, you get away and try it and see how hard it is. Go and try and see. They think they can. People want to steal our existing structure. They want to steal our defense fund. They pretend that there is crisis. And they want to steal the defense fund, but they cannot do it. The fund is there for a purpose, to make sure we buy weapons, and nobody can stop us from doing that. Nobody. If Satan has gone into you, may woe betide you. May woe betide you, because as you know, there will be no forgiveness and no pity, no mercy. They know that very well. We are home. We are here on the ground. And we shall soon find out, isn't it? This is Radio Biafra. You will please give us your name. I have somebody with me, of course. Your name, please, sir. And where you come from will suffice. Please go ahead.
Hello.
It's off. Friends. It is off. Switch it on.
Hello, dear friends.
It's off, please. It needs to be turned on there. Yes, go ahead, please.
Hello, dear friends. And well wishers, friends of dear friends, and enemies of dear friends. Good evening, good afternoon, and good night, irrespective of where you are within this universe. We are broadcasting here from Port Harcourt, Igwacha. My name, sir, Nwamadi Chinanekpere Orwell. We are here telling the world what we are suffering in this country called Nigeria, the zoo. A country that was blessed, but because of corruption that has twisted or turned their brain, everybody is thinking of how to make it illegally, not that they want to make it in the rightful way. Today, there's no hope for our youths. Our youths are used for thuggery, election rigging. At the end, they will be dumped. Well, we thank God for what he has done and what he is doing with his son, Director Nnamdi Kanu. We are praying to God that God should protect him and guide him. The enemy's eyes will not see him. God will go before him in everything he's planning to do and the ones he has executed. May the Almighty Chukwu Abiama bless him and bless his entire family and the entire Biafran family. In the name of Chukwu Abiama, we pray.
He said, thank you very much. And I thank you for all the work you have also been doing for your country. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. This is the platform where the truth is preached. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. And for us to sustain that level of consistency, we parade our incorruptibility. We just don't know that we are incorruptible. We parade it. Our incorruptibility is there for all to see. Those of them with discerning spirit, those of them who are not blinded to the truth, they will be able to understand that we are incorruptible. We cannot compromise the struggle. We do not meet the enemies of Biafra. We don't negotiate with them. We don't batter with them. We don't offer anything in exchange for monetary gains. All that we do is to ensure the ceaseless continuation of this very effort until Biafra comes and beyond. Of course, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. Some people cannot be like us. They wish they can be like us. But lo and behold, they can never be, because Chukwu Abiama did not ask them to come. Chukwu Abiama, the God in heaven, determined that we should come. That is the difference. That is the difference. I have never failed before. I will not fail now. Chukwu Abiama cannot bring me out and allow shame to befall his name. Because everything that we do, everything that I do, I anchor it very firmly upon the magnificence, upon the holiness of the name of Chukwu Abiama, that he may be praised forever and ever. If I have failed in any way, I would not be able to live to tell the tale. But if my hands are clean and my conscience is clear, a very simple prayer by a very humble servant of his people. If my heart is clear, my conscience very, very radiant for all to see, my hands very clean, then Chukwu Abiama, because you are God, you will bless this very endeavor. That is all you can do for us. Nothing more, nothing less. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore proceed to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary on this very day, the 14th day, as we report, as always, that the advance being made by Boko Haram is there for all to see, as they have now seized Chibok. They said to us before that there were Chibok girls. Now they have taken over the place. Perhaps they can get the parents to also join the girls, allegedly the phantom Chibok girls that we told the world did not exist. Phantom, they don't exist at all. Today, that city has fallen, we are being told, to Boko Haram. President Jonathan replies Amaechi with action. According to some reporters, Dimeji Bankole throws money at commuters and Okada riders as well. Colonel Omar warns, while Nigerians are divided, Boko Haram is taking over our country. Angry Ezekwesili challenges Okonjo-Iweala to account for missing 10.8 billion oil money. She has never asked Buhari to account for the money that went missing from PTF. She's never come out to ask Obasanjo to account for all the time he's been in office with all his telecommunication deals. She's never come out to ask anybody, including Bankole, to account for all the oil subsidy money going. But somehow, invariably, being an Igbo woman, she will also ask another Igbo person to account for 10.8 billion. That is the curse we are talking about. We did atonement, but there is a curse that hasn't been lifted upon our people. The curse of envy and jealousy and yapping. It is here for all to see. I never thought in my life that freedom fighting will attract people of such low standard, such low quality, that all they do is to sit around and fabricate and yap from morning till night. I never knew that. But thanks to them as well, we now know those who are serious, those that want to get Biafra in truth and honesty, they are now beginning to emerge. This is Radio Biafra. Angry Ezekwesili. This is the Chibok woman, the one who supports Chibok girls, but would not say anything about Biafrans who are being incarcerated unjustly. We will not say anything about our men and women who are being blown to pieces all across the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. This is a woman who made herself and her money by attaching herself to Babangida. These are one of the typical Igbo slaves who rose to prominence by climbing on the back of their Hausa Fulani godfather. Ezekwesili was nobody until she was picked up by Babangida. That is a historical fact. Go and check it and you will see it. That is who she is. Simple as that. Dimeji Bankole throws money at commuters and Okada riders. That is the new craze now as 2015 approaches. That is what they are doing, and that is what they will continue to do, to throw money at people. Of course, these are monkeys. It's like throwing confetti at children, and of course, throwing bananas at monkeys. They are bound to scramble for it. They are bound to scramble for it. That is what is happening, and the whole world is watching with utter amusement. Colonel Omar warns, while Nigerians are divided, Boko Haram is taking over our country. That is what they are saying. And also, we are reporting today, of course, reported on that, about Ezekwesili being very, very upset. And also, national unrest. All is not well with Nigeria, according to Catholic bishops. Even now, the Catholic bishops can see it. We now bring you our news in greater detail. And given the magnitude of this very news and the propensity or the preponderance of Catholicism in Biafra land, we must commence with this very news this evening. That is national unrest. All is not well with the zoo, according to Catholic bishops. Now the news in greater detail. A group under the aegis of the Catholic Bishops' Conference of the Zoo has declared that all is not currently well with the zoo itself. The clerics who visited President Goodluck Jonathan on Thursday lamented that those they watch over as spiritual leaders were being kidnapped or displaced by members of the Boko Haram sect, thereby turning the members of their congregation into refugees in their own land. The group's president, Bishop Ignatius Kaigama, told State House correspondents after a closed-door meeting with Jonathan in Abuja that their message to the president was that he should Or in fact, according to him, he said, we feel that things are not right. Territorially, our land is being taken away. The people we look after are being displaced. Their homes, their villages and towns are captured, and they are internally displaced, being refugees in their own land. We thought this is not right. We have families that are just stranded. We thought that the president should know. As Catholics, we have laid a good structure for relief and taking care of such situation. We want the government to collaborate with us. He said that the meeting with the president was aimed at reminding the president of what he was already aware of. We just wanted to remind him of things he already knows. There was nothing we said that was new. We just wanted to lay emphasis, and we wanted him to know that we are concerned. These are Catholic bishops concerned about Catholics who are being kidnapped, who are being taken away. They said that their country is shrinking territorially. They said that Boko Haram is taking over their country. And we are asking them, which country is that? Is it the Zoological Republic with the amalgamation of the Mohammedans of the north, the duplicitous, the treacherous, and the criminal Yorubas on the left, and we, the children of the Most High God, Tukwa Abiyama, who happens to be descended from heaven itself, merging us into one contraption, which they today call a country. The zoo is not a country, was never a country, and can never be a country. It's always remained this way, and so shall it be. Boko Haram militants, we are reporting this evening, according to reporters, have now seized Chibok. Yesterday they said they recaptured, that the zoo army recaptured Mubi, and I said that they were lying. Today, Boko Haram have actually taken over Chibok, a town in Borno State, where nearly 300 schoolgirls were abducted by the same group on April 14th, which is a lie, of course, but they keep peddling it. One resident, Musa Chibok. The name is Musa Chibok. That tells you they give birth to them in the gutter. They have no father, some of these people. That is why if they burn you on the streets of Sokoto, you answer Rabbi Sokoto. They burn you in Kaduna, you answer Abdullahi Kaduna. Anywhere they give... People don't know that Tafawa Balewa is the name of a village. People don't know that. When there is nothing for you to answer, you just answer Alhaji Alhaji. Because you have no father. There is nobody that can lay claim to you. These are the people we are in the same country with. Wherever they give birth to them on the road, they bear the name of that place. You remember Mama and Katangora? Katangora is the name of a town, or can I say a village that they turned into a town. These are the names they bear. They come from these places. Anybody born there, this assumes the name of that very place. That is how sad things are. How sad it has become. This person speaking, his name is, what's his name again? Musa Chibok. He is from Chibok, so his name is Musa Chibok. He managed to leave the town as the insurgents took charge. It is not clear whether any resident was killed. The extremist group Boko Haram have now seized several towns lately in Borno and Adamawa State, driving out government soldiers and other security operatives and confiscating their arms. On Thursday, the Adamawa State Governor Bala Ngilari said local vigilantes and hunters backed by the military reclaimed Mubi, the second most important town in Adamawa, nearly 2 weeks after the town fell to the insurgents. How true that is, we have no idea. I do know for certain that Mubi is still under the control of Boko Haram. We must continue. We must continue. President Goodluck Jonathan, as they say, have now replied. Amechi, latest reports indicate that President Goodluck Jonathan has promised to complete two federal roads in River State, the Bodobone on the axis of East-West roads. This detail was announced on Thursday, 13 November 2014, by the chairman of the PDP River State chapter, Felix Obua. This is coming after Governor Rotimi Amaechi of River State accused Jonathan of not executing any federal projects in River State. Speaking on the president's decision to complete the two roads, which are major roads in River State, Obua expressed satisfaction over Jonathan's assurance on the completion of the roads. According to the PDP chairman in River State, the two roads were abandoned by previous administrations at the federal level. Roads are being abandoned here. Obua commended Jonathan, who he described as the man that matches his words with action. He noted that Jonathan has shown his sensitivity to the plight of the people of the area and his commitment to enhancing the economic potential of the state and safety of goods and personnel conveyed through the roads. Did we go through this road today? this east-west axis? Was it that road that we went through? Where they placed the checkpoint? Remember the checkpoint? Is it that one? Is that the road they're talking about? That's the east-west axis road. Is that it? We took only one way. The other one, they're still building it. Okay. This is Radio Biafra. We traveled a bit today. We went to places. We went to somewhere. We are not at liberty to tell you. They said we shouldn't tell you anymore. And then we traveled through that road. You need to come and see oil-producing communities. You think you know poverty? No, I don't think you do. Come to oil. And as we told them, the only reason why you are poor like this is because they told you that Biafra was not good for you. Igbo man is your problem. Igbo man loves you because we are from the same family, the same people. We never conquered you. Nobody conquered you until the zoo came. And with it, look at what Hausa Fulani people are doing to you people. Very, very sad. We continue. 2015 is round the corner and people are spreading money as always. What could be described as a popularity test played itself out on Thursday evening at Kutu Roundabout Abeokuta, the capital of Ogun State, when former Speaker of the Federal House of Representatives, Right Honorable Dimeji Bankole, was cited throwing money out of his vehicle to Okada riders and some commuters standing at the park. He was throwing money at them, having lowered the window of his car. Correspondents who arrived at the scene of the action few minutes after the former number 4 citizen had left saw some of the Okada riders and commuters discussing the matter. An eyewitness account reported that Bankole, whose posters for the position of governor on the platform of the PDP have flooded most towns in the state, was coming from Okemusa area in a convoy that was driving towards the GTB Okeilewo Road. His convoy was, however, stuck in a light gridlock around Kutu Roundabout, where he seized the opportunity to feel the pulse of the people by distributing money through, by spraying it basically, as if you've just been to a Yoruba wedding or naming ceremony. Spreading naira to poor, wretched people, those they claim to be representing. I thought that being a politician meant that you go into office and you make people better, you make their lives far more comfortable. In fact, you even make them richer than yourself, only in the zoo. He was traveling in a convoy. A former speaker traveling in a convoy of cars. The hopelessness of this place is astonishing. How many cars? Did we not see a convoy today? Many convoys. One of the, they say you shouldn't drive with a tinted car, but their own vehicle was tinted all the way through. You couldn't see them. They even came with a coaster bus full of people. They said it's House of Reps member. You should see the army everywhere, not guarding this same zoo, but protecting a few criminals. The only place in the world where criminals get police protection, only here in the zoo. Colonel Omar warns, while the zoo monkeys are divided, Boko Haram is taking over this very place. All national celebrations, rather, must be suspended. The retired colonel said we should also suspend our participation in international sporting events until our security situation improves, in an effort to mobilize and focus the nation's attention on our war effort. There is a war going on, for those who don't know. The federal government of the zoo should declare a period of mourning in honor of the victims of insurgency. They must also show the example by refraining from excessive celebrations during their electioneering campaigns. I told you they all listened to Radio Biafra, didn't I? Didn't I tell you that? Did I say this thing a few days ago or not? Did I not say this thing a few days ago? That you don't celebrate when people have just been blown to pieces. You fly your flag at half-mast as a sign of respect and to convey a very strong message to the international community that you are taking the lives and properties of your citizens very, very seriously. Even David Mack, of course, he listened. No, sorry, Colonel Omar listened, and now he's talking about it. They listen to us, and they come after one or two days to regurgitate verbatim exactly what they have learned on Radio Biafra. That is why they cannot do without it. They cannot do without it. We continue. Radical soldier and former Kaduna State Governor, this same Colonel Abubakar Dangiwa Omar, today warned that while the zoo animals are divided along religious lines, Boko Haram is conquering territories within the zoo. An act, he said, will lead Nigeria to hell. And that is where we want to welcome it. The zoo is going straight to hell. That is where it belongs. And the funny thing is that nobody can stop it. No human being can stop the zoo from this precipitous collapse into the ignominy from whence it came. From the same place it came from. That is where it's going to go back into. Mad people. And now, typical Igbo people. I can't give a news, or I cannot present a news without touching upon what is wrong with us as a people. Which is why we are so backward and so wretched is untrue. The children of the light descended from heaven, the children of Chukwu Abiam direct. Why are they in the mess they're in? As I say, is a combination of factors of which the most prominent remains greed, envy, jealousy. Very potent combination. And as I said a while ago, there is something called the seven deadly sins of the world. The seven, including gluttony, avarice, and all the rest of it, is greed, jealousy, and envy. Envy, greed, jealousy. Three of the seven deadliest sins. They call it the deadliest sins in the world because it will hold you prisoner and destroy you. Now let us bring it into a far more modern context. Former Minister Ezekwesili believes that when it comes to Nigeria's economy and revenue, the buck stops at Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala's table. She therefore wants her to account for the country's missing oil money. Former Vice President of the World Bank, Obi Ezekwesili, has taken the Minister of Finance, Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, and the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, rather, to task over the sloppy manner the government has handled the issue of the missing $49.8 billion. Ewa. $49.8 billion oil money missing. Oil money gone astray. What I find baffling is that Ezekwesili should be asking where this money has gone to. Ezekwesili was raised by Babangida. Her rise to prominence she owes to the patronage of Ibrahim Babangida. When Hausa people were there, she never complained. This woman never asked the central bank to account for all the money belonging to Boko Haram that Sanusi laundered through the central bank of the zoo. They never question other people. They never ask for probity. They never ask for accountability when it comes to other people. When it comes to actually trying to expose their own on the national, they still haven't caught on to the very fact that this very place, people play politics not just along partisan lines, but are very parochial in their approach. You protect your people. Very, very key. In this zoo, if you try to play, I'm very neutral, as Nnamdi Azikiwe did during the war, your people will die. They will suffer. How much did Umaru Diko steal? Nearly 5 billion when money was money. In pounds sterling. In liquid. Oh my goodness me. Treasury instruments. And fled to London with it. Nobody asked any questions. But they're asking for these billions missing to be accounted for. And of course I believe in that. I believe in probity. They must account for it. 49.8 billion is massive. Even if it is not. They must and should account for it, because that very money comes from Biafra land. It comes from the sale of crude oil, from where, of course, many things that have been happening in this very zoo have actually taken its root. Without oil, there will be nothing. We went to a place today where they produce oil. We were in the Niger Delta area, as they call it, in the south-south area, as they call it, but in the southern tip of Biafra land, as I wish to know it. That very effort we met today was exceedingly fruitful. When I go to things, I always take one or two people with me because I want people to provide proof and verification that what I'm saying is correct. I went with these two people here. If there's any way I misrepresent the fact, please, I stand to be corrected. I'm sure that when you went there today, you went to the backyard, you saw something that touched you. Is that correct? Did you see it as well? That we are in freedom fighting. From what you saw today, are they soldiers or not? Are they soldiers or not? Then people go out and say they don't have anybody on the ground. They don't have anybody. They don't have anybody. Of every type and description you can think about, waiting for us and asking us, how and when do you want us to begin? And the people are talking rubbish, absolute nonsense. They went to that same place and they photographed them. I gave them the permission to go there. Did they say they work with us or not? Complete and total. Under one command. Under one command, I said. You see how soldiers think. Men are under arms. How they reason. People, because we contributed defense fund, people want to run away with it. Oh, I need to. We are quarreling. You take defense fund and you run off. When next now, people are exactly seeing the reason why the funding for Radio Biafra was centralized in London with me at the head of it. I told you, they will run away with it. It happened between me and Owazurike. Radio Biafra folded in 2009. Today we have contributed our defense fund in some countries. Other people that haven't seen £10,000 in their life before, their brain is spinning. Did I not tell you before? Now they are instigated. They say, oh, but we are quarreling. We are quarreling. So they can go and eat the money. They, oh, give us your account, Billy. Give it to me. You are traveling to America. Who will be paying all this? Give it to me. I told my friend again, but I will not give you nothing. You are talking rubbish. You did not contribute. Therefore, I will not hand over accounts to you. I give it to you one day. You say, oh, the way you broadcast the other day is not good. Because of that, no more funding. Because of defense fund. Trying to steal money. Hopeless people. I am here in this very territory. Anyway, I won't say much. But I'm telling Biafran family all over the world that today was very, very fruitful. Uchemefor, for my deputy, demanded something and I sent it to him. As I said, I don't want to say much these days. As time goes by, people will then find out if we are serious or not. This is Radio Biafra. And that concludes our news presentation this very evening. Please, if you hear that anybody has left, if they want to leave quietly or publicly, that is their business. We are whittling down people. My prayer every day is Chukwu Abiyama. Keep flogging them until they leave. Once their heart is dark and evil and wicked, keep flogging them until they run away. They will run away because they know that we are without blemish. You can fabricate all you like. You can lie through your feet. One thing about truth is it's consistent. I told Bile you would die of, and Bile is dead. They are now calling for APC. Some say they are in UPP. They want to contest for councillorship. All this nonsense. I told you so. Anybody I open my mouth and say this person is bad, that person is evil. Up, down, left, right, and center, that person is potently evil. I told Bile they would die. And Bilie is dead. Hadago? Or was it Bilie Hadago? I told them you would die off. I told Owazurike, for daring to kidnap me, that is the beginning of your end. You will be disgraced. Today he stands disgraced completely. He cannot speak in public anymore. Oh, Baba Nimulo. Oh, Dempempakwa. Don't be afraid to talk about Biafra wherever you are. Oh, Baba Nimulo. He cannot come out and attend the type of meetings I attended today. To mobilize people, stand up and speak. He cannot do that anymore. All ago. Fine now. I told you. If you fight with us, there's only one outcome. You will fail. And you could also cause an answer. You think you can do something. Oh, I will try to bring them down. I will do. You are wasting your time. Chukwu Abiyama is here. You don't know that? Do you know what my name means? Do you know what my name stands for? People don't quite reason. And I'm a Zoshi, and I'm a Obama. And I'm a maker, make them mad. I am not a criminal. I don't steal. I don't lie. I don't cheat. Therefore, my hands are clean. My conscience very clear. And for that reason, Biafra will come. The man came and put up with facts, not fabrication. You can't speak properly. Your grammar is disjointed. When people gossip to you, you should try and get the facts straight. No facts to support it. They even said, I won't be able to come home. Idiots. But I'm here. I'm here. Only in 2 days. In 2 days. 5 phone calls. And the army is ready. 2 days. 5 telephone calls. I haven't seen some garrisons. I haven't even seen them. And they are ready. Asking me, you went out to go and get us weapons. Where are they? Where are they? Let us tell the world what we can do. Today, today, not tomorrow. These are the people that want us to stop what we are doing, that Biafra will not come. They've told me all their story, how they used to go to Ohanaeze meeting behind my back. They were plotting with Ohanaeze. How can they do this in our office? Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy upon these people. For they have sinned against you, not against me. I'm not upset with anybody. Anything you do is between you and Chukwu Abiyama. He said that we should come, and we came. He will fight all the battles for us. I don't want to waste my time dealing with these idiots. They will see what will happen to them very soon. This is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you wherever you are. And our lines are also open. We have somebody on the line, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Where are you calling us from and your name as well?
My name is Chinonso Nwokike. I'm calling from Kano State.
Chinonso Nwokike from Kano. What are you doing? Anyway, I can't ask you what you're doing after Boko Haram needs to kill some people. Go ahead,
no,
please.
Sir.
Go ahead.
No, you know, we always believe in Chukwu Abiyama. And so, sir, there was just a bomb blast about 30 minutes ago in Hotoro, near NNPC. But that's not the main reason that I'm calling. So I'm just calling to ask you to continue the good work we are doing. And sir, but I want you to bear something in mind. You say 100 men, sir?
Yes.
Okay, but don't be surprised if we get more than 100 men. Because there are people like us. But the problem is, you know, when you talk about some people and they see what is going to online, what is happening online, they are some are being feeling just as distracted. But don't bear it in mind. But when the men action starts, you will still get more than 1,000 men.
I want to set a record: 100 men, and this place falls. How many were there today? Are they countable today? Uncountable. Okay. Uncountable today. Well, 45. Of course, we will. No. Who is going to stop us?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm going to go call. Who is going to stop us? We continue our work. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the line. If you can hear me, your name and where you are, please. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They are not paying attention. That is quite consistent with our people. No attention. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Raise your voice for us, please. The whole world is listening, including Obama. Everybody listens.
Director, my name is Obinna. I'm calling from Benue State.
From Benue State. Obinna, give me only 1 minute, please. You call every night. I understand that. 1 minute, how you get through, I don't know. People call for 6 months, they can't get through, but you call once and you get through. I don't know. Mazumi Wonyamoma, please go ahead.
Okay, sir.
Go okay, ahead. Sir. Go ahead.
Sir, thank God for the work that I just want to thank God for the good work you are doing for us. Sir, I don't know that you even stay for the place up to this day. For trying to come and see you, just only to see your eyes. I still keep on my promise, Director. I want to be among the soldiers.
Are you sure?
That's just what. Yes, sir.
You know, there are two types of soldiers. One is a gossiping soldier. You know that you can gossip with your mouth. It's also a weapon. Or you can use a gun. It depends on which one you want to use.
Director, you know the reason why I say I must be. I will not be the soldier that I got to.
Salator, I just stayed in my house. I just see Radio Biafra. I don't even fly for it. I don't even negotiate for it. I just see it. That is in there. I'm not the same person again. And my mind is still boring, even as I'm talking to you, Salator. I wish that one day I will see you. If we something that you can see, stay there more up to 3 days, I will make sure that I will come and see you, Salator.
Thank you very much. We are here. Just call anytime you want to come down. We are here. We are here. We have a call. Too many people are calling us. If we take calls today, we'll be here till next week. There is somebody on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype? Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Yes, turn your system down, please. Your name and where you are?
Okay, my name is Obia Jogav.
And where are you calling from?
From Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm from Anambra State, from Okija.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, my director. My director, there is something that I've been listening to Radio Biafra for a while this time around, but I've been following you about 2 months now. So there is one dream that I have in 2005. So in that dream, I've been following the Mazda people and be watching them. I pray to God. This thing these Mazda people they are doing, is it true? So, the God showed me in my dream after that, my prayer and fasting, the God showed me that the day that there is a celebration, I just come out from the house, see many people raising the Biafra flag, celebrating. I asked them, what is happening? They said that they just declared a Biafra. I'm so surprised. Just come down from the house. Every person are learning toward one place. I just learned to learn with them and go to one place. I saw just a white house, a beautiful white house, that I never know the time there was built that white house. I started asking, which day did this white house was building? Nobody gave me the answer. So in that white house, I saw the style of David on top of that white house. Very white house that nobody can even look. You cannot look the white house in 5 minutes, your face will go down. So on top of that white house, I saw the style of David with the goat on the middle of it. And there is a name written on that, down in that white house. So that name, I don't even read the name. I don't know what the name stands for. But there is a name written there. And in front of that white house, there is a goat gate. Gate is a goat. In that two sides of the gate, there is a style of David also in that white house. And the face of that white house is white also. And the iron that is on top of that fence is also a goat. So I started asking myself, when did this white house was built? Nobody gave me the answer. So I just woke up and been asking my God, why did this dream come like this? So, but since 2 months I've been listening to you, I just thinking, when you are talking about whiter and whiter and whiter than snow, so my mind start going to that my dream in 2005. And you have been mentioning that we are going to build the kingdom of God on earth. So I beginning to shock. All my body started shaking. I've been trying to call Radio Biafra for a long time, but if I call, I cannot go through. So, and you have been mentioning Shuku Abiyamai, Shuku Abiyamai. I play also here in Malaysia with praying and fasting also. I ask God, this name Shuku Abiyamai, is it your God? Can you imagine that God showed me in a dream that this is the real name of God? And the meaning of the Shuku Abiyamai is God of Abraham. That's what God told me, that our ancestors is calling God of Abraham. That is the meaning of Shuku Abiyamai in Igbo land. So my director, I'm so happy and so grateful that this work that you have been doing. I know that God sent you in this mission, and you will never fail us. God is with you. I believe that. There is something that you will be asking. This evil, is it cause? So my director, the evil that British call us is caused. That is the answer. This IGBO is caused. But the real, our name is Ibo. 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 That is our real name. We are not Ibo. We are Ibo. So the Ibo is caused. So that is why every people that are thinking that we are Ibo, we are caused. Yes, that Ibo was caused because we are not Ibo. We are Ibo. That is our real name. So my director, I'm so happy for the lecture that you are giving us in this Radio Biafra. I'm so glad. And we're always praying for you that nothing will happen to you. You will lead us to the glorious land, because I already saw it in my dream that there will be no too much blood here in this fight. God will surely lead us to the promised land as you promised us. Because there is a lady that also prophesied, see the dream also that I saw, that when everything was done in a light way, that God will surely take us from the zoo back to our land, because we hold ourselves by our sins that our ancestors committed. This is what I have to say to them, my director. May God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. Before we go any further, I would like those of them who are here to very kindly, with the exception of the one I started the program with, to please go around and once again introduce yourselves and where you come from. If you have anything to say, any opinion to offer, you may also do the same now. Please go ahead.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, Biafrans all over the world. Anywhere you are all over the world, great Biafrans, those that are devoted to this struggle, I'm greeting you. My name is Bright Chimeze Ishunwa. I'm from Ohaji Ewema, LGA, in Biafra land. My fellow Biafrans all over the world, I urge you all to come out and not stop gossiping in the house, not criticizing one who is piloting these affairs, making sure that things are done the way they are being done. Many people say our director is going to run away with our money. My brothers and sisters, this is my first time of meeting.
Do I have the money? I have not had, I don't even have any money. Oh. So how can you run away with something you don't have?
That's what I'm saying. This is my first time of meeting face to face with our commander-in-chief, Mr. Nnamdi Kanu. At least I've been able to follow him around to some areas and others. Things I saw astonished me, made me to marvel. So I will prefer that our brothers and sisters all over the world should follow suit and not criticize this struggle. Because with what I saw today, I believe that we are at the verge of actualizing Biafra. My people, stop gossiping. It will be more better that nobody know who you are, and Biafra is actualized. It's realized. Then you come back to Biafra land, nobody know you. Rather than you acting as a saboteur to this struggle, and at the end of the day, people will look at you as a saboteur. Please, it's better for you to be in your house instead of making yourself to be known to people. At the end of the day, you sabotage this struggle. Even if nothing happens to you, your name will remain as a saboteur till thy kingdom come. Please, my honorable brothers all over the world, let's follow suit and make this dream a reality. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The next person, if you don't want to speak, it's okay. Are you in the army? Are you still in the army now?
No,
leave him. If he's in the army, leave him. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, my fellow Biafrans. Good morning, the God's own people. I'm greeting you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. To God be the glory that we have a man whom we can call a man. A man that is trustworthy. A man that is faithful. An upright man. Hail him wherever you are, all Biafran's sons and daughters. For the God sent is here. And our hope is also near. So believe on him. I'm not talking about any other person, only but the director of Radio Biafra, the leader, Nnamdi Kanu. He is a man that the Lord has sent to deliver us, to set us free from the captivity. I am Ibe Oloa from Akano Onhofia in Abia State in Biafran land, the land of great warriors. I'm a living witness today testifying of what the Lord is doing with the great leader that he has given to us in the place of Nnamdi Kanu. Please, we don't have any other religion, only but Christianity, which the only book that every book in the world will refer you to, that he will never refer you to any other book. We should learn from our ancestors, from the Jews, how the Lord fed them, led them. Please, whosoever that is gossiping, should remember what happened to the Jews when they gossip. The Lord said that these people are not qualified to fight my battle, that they all will die away. Whenever you think about gossiping, about the movement of the Lord, about what the Lord himself is leading his people, think about the punishment that will come after it. Please, all we need is courage, faith, and the oneness. The mind that the Lord say he has is the same mind that he expects us to have, that we will think and act as our creator, Chukwu Abiama, which is only God who call morning, afternoon, and the night, and he will be with us. We have great examples from the book of the Lord that the Lord has given to us. There's no other book we have only but that book, which is the Holy Bible. He said that he will never fail, nor his word come unaccomplished. And we have seen a lot of people that the Lord has promised, and his words come to fulfillment. Our own will not be exempted, and the Lord will still do the same to us. Please, my brothers and sisters, the hope is here. The time is here. Arise, all Biafrans all over the world. Arise and proclaim. Arise and shout for joy. Arise. Get ready to walk down to the new city, the city of glory, the city of greatness, the city where the Lord has prepared the wealth for his people, the land where there will be peace and harmony, where love will reign. The same love that Lord promised us in his book, that will pass all human understanding, which the chaff and the inferiors in our midst will be filtered out. Please, my brothers, join the moving trend. Don't be left behind. May God bless you all.
He say. Before we go any further, we have a caller who happens to be on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is calling from Malaysia. Good morning to my brothers over there.
And good evening from here. Go ahead.
All right, Director. First of all, I want to thank God for Jolly Mercy to be in our land for a long time.
You see?
And I thank all the brothers there that are hosting you. May Chukwu Abiama bless each of them in the name of Jesus.
You see?
Director, first of all, I want to thank you again, because you are doing a wonderful job for us. And there's one thing I want you to also know. Time has already come. I don't want you to or think because one of our brother here in Malaysia behaves so on that all Malaysia are not good anymore. We're still with you, Director.
I know.
We're still waiting.
I know. And I will come back to Malaysia. To come back. Yes. I have today asked for Senegal to prepare. I'm asking for two people to come, to prepare to come back. Senegal and United Arab Emirates. Those two people, Senegal and the UAE, to prepare to come back here to join us in what we have to do. Very, very important. I said prepare. I did not say come. Prepare and then you will come down. And then after that, there will be Malaysia and also one other country I am not at liberty to mention. Please, go ahead.
All right, Director. Thank you very much. We are waiting. We are waiting for you.
Thank you.
Because we are waiting for you. That's who have already come to an end.
Of course, it has.
Because as we are always saying every time, we are like dead people walking in Malaysia. We are waiting for their proper kind to come back.
I know so. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. Did you hear what he said? They are like dead people walking. Zombie. Away from your father's compound. Very sad life. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, my director.
Yes, my dear brother, confirm your name and where you're calling us from. The whole world is listening.
Good evening, director. My name is Chukwu Emekadike. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
From Dublin in Ireland. Please go ahead.
Yes. Director, I am so happy that those who have vomited rubbish, they are now eating what they vomited. Those who said you will not go to Biafra land, they don't have face to come up on Facebook like they used to do again and write rubbish. I bless God for Johnny Mercy. I tried some days, even yesterday, to get across to you, and it wasn't successful. Thank God today is a success. My director and my commander, I'm loyal to you and I'm loyal to all Biafrans. As far as this struggle is concerned, you have proven yourself. You have nothing to prove anymore. There is nothing for you to prove anymore. The truth now remains that those who want to share the money that was raised from this defense fund.
They are Nigerians masquerading as Biafrans. They saw money and they want to share it.
My director. And those of them who wanted us to give them arm to protect politicians, all in the name of Biafra. God have exposed them all. You are a honorable man. You are a humble servant. And it's not man-made. It's God that brought you out to serve Biafrans. And that same God will protect you wherever you go. Even where if they are behind, you are in front. If they are in front, you are behind. No evil will come close to you. Like the Bible said, that 1,000 will fall by your left hand and 10,000 will fall by your right hand. That is how it is with you.
Thank you.
God will always protect you. And Biafra must come in our time in Jesus' name.
He said.
Some said there were no soldiers on the ground.
Yes, now.
And like I said, that hungry guy that came back from Malaysia, that his name is, what's his name again? He's my friend on Facebook. He said he's a commander. What's his name again?
I don't know. He's too hungry for me to remember his name.
That was the same thing.
I don't know poor people in my life.
This account I'm talking about now, let me say, is my wife's account. And then she used to see us a woman there. To an extent, she started asking for, Malaysia is bad, send me this, send me that. I ask you, but you are a freedom fighter. I never knew he would be the one that would come out tomorrow and said he's a commander. He is a soldier. I'm telling you the truth. If you want now, just take his name and bring it out. I'll post some. I will forward you our conversation. I'm telling you nothing but the truth.
There is no need for. And what time for such thing?
You understand me? And those of them that think that without them that we're going nowhere.
Who is the idiot?
If the wind don't blow, you don't know that the Reverend Father is having a liquor underneath.
Oh my God.
May God bless your days. And any evil that comes through your way, only I give you Jesus.
Amen. Thank you very much.
God bless you. God bless you, humble man.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
Thank you.
I'm loyal to you.
Of course you will be. Thank you very much because I am loyal to my country. I am loyal to be our friends. When I used to present this program in the beginning with Barrister, I used to say to him that my obligation is to the dead and not to the living. He didn't quite understand what I meant by that. I will abandon this thing. I remember the dead, the unfinished business of 67 to 70, and I did not swear or pledge to correct it. I said to Chukwu Abiama, if it is your wish, let that wish be done, that your name may be remembered. because he's God. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us all over the place as we expect them to. Let us go to a European rep who happens to be on the line. We give preference to them. Those of them that serve their country in truth and honesty. Mbofodawa Mandianeze. Mandianeze. Sometimes you praise somebody to chaha. You can't handle praise. That is why when they make you a commissioner, you go and get a convoy. When they make you a president, you go and buy a jet. Because you don't know how to handle fame and wealth. You can't handle it. Our brain is like that of a monkey. We can't handle praise. But you will see a white European, he will carry his own bag. It's very rarely I say people to carry my bag for me. But only when I'm too tired. Do you know how tired I am? Do you know when I woke up this morning? Have I rested since this morning? How many times have I eaten today? We bought Giagwaragwanozo on the roadside. Mama put. They put it in a plastic container. That's what I've had since morning. Because there is no time to... Is there any time to eat? There is no time to eat. By the time we finish this thing and I finish uploading, it will be 12 midnight. I have to speak to my wife. It will be 1 a.m. in the morning. I will sleep. I'll wake up again around 5 to continue this very work. Every blessed day, nonstop. If you think it is easy, you ask Michael Iranya. He only followed me for 2 weeks and he fell sick. He only followed me. He didn't do anything. He was following me. The caller on the coordinator's line is Chike Doziem, our European rep. The world is listening. Please go ahead.
Good evening, director. Please, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Proceed.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Greetings to Biafrans all over the world. Greetings to Biafrans in Biafra land. My name is Mazu Chika Edoziem. I'm resident in Switzerland. I am from Idoma in Biafra land. And I give Chukwu Abiama honor and glory for making it possible for us to serve him and to serve Biafran in one little way or the other. Director, we cannot commend you enough, but we appreciate all the time, all the sleepless night that you put into this service. For the love of mankind, for the love of Biafra, and for the glory of Chukwu Abiama. I have two announcements to make, which is first that I want to announce that tomorrow there will be a zonal meeting of indigenous people of Biafra in Bern, Switzerland. Tomorrow time is 5 p.m. Everybody is welcome to attend this family meeting for us to discuss the way forward. Then I want to thank all our national coordinators in Europe for all their contributions in this struggle, one way or the other, both those that are, those contributions that are very obvious and those that are not seen, all the time, all the money, all the efforts that you have put in, may Chukwu Abiama bless you and reward you accordingly. And I want to also encourage you to continue because Biafra hasn't come yet. We will all rejoice when Biafra comes. It was instructed by the Directorate of State that all principal officers have one condition to fulfill for them to continue to function or act in the position of being a servant of Biafran for the restoration of its sovereignty. And from the Directorate of State down to the zonal coordinators, this requirement is that every principal officer needs to be take an oath of office, oath of allegiance, oath of commitment, oath of loyalty to the leadership under the leadership of indigenous people of Biafra under our director Nnamdi Kanu. And most of us have done this very oath-taking, and we are now functioning without any hindrances in our different positions. But there are some that have not been able to meet this requirement. And in their own wisdom, they have decided that they will step aside because they cannot meet this requirement for their own, for one reason or the other. And I'm speaking specifically about national coordinators in these following countries. The national coordinator in Czech Republic, Mars J.P. Chike. The national coordinator in France, Marzil Valentine Eze. The national coordinator in Denmark, Marzil Ifeanyi Adibe. The national coordinator in Finland, Marzil Clement Anyemi. The national coordinator in Norway, Marzil Rotachukwu Okolie. And the national coordinator in the United Kingdom, Mazi Orderly Moroku. This, dear friends, I have worked with you for some time, and I want to thank you for all that you have done during this period that we worked together. But it's not that anybody's been sent away. I think these decisions were made personally by all these coordinators that I mentioned. You will hand over the leadership, the coordinatorship of those countries that you coordinate at the moment in places where there are deputy coordinators. Please hand over the coordinatorship temporarily to the deputy coordinator. And where there are no deputy coordinators, the secretaries will take over, pending when new national coordinators are designated. And please also will plead that you ceases to be a national coordinator does not mean you have ceased to be a Biafran or a member of the indigenous people of Biafra. There are other areas where you can serve your fatherland, and I will encourage you to go ahead and serve your fatherland in these areas. And I also plead with you to make sure that the transition is done seamlessly, that there are no hindrances to making sure that you individually hand over in your respective countries, that you hand over to the secretaries or to the deputy national coordinators. And in these countries, I will leave my phone contact on air, and all the new secretaries now working or acting as national coordinators and the deputy national coordinators, please contact me as soon as possible so that we can move ahead and make sure that your country is not left behind. And Director, my telephone number, if you permit me,
yes,
I can
ahead.
Go ahead. And
of course, go ahead and do so. Go ahead.
Yes, my telephone number is +41, that is for Switzerland, 7644233453. I repeat, +41 is for Switzerland, 7644233453. Please, don't waste your time if you're not a Biafran, a member of the IPOB, if you're not working under the command of Nnamdi Kanu. Don't waste your time to call me. You will only waste your money. And with this, I want to thank all those that we sometimes seem not to mention all the time, but you know yourself. Don't wait to be acknowledged. Don't wait to be praised. Do your work. When Biafra comes, that will be your reward. You can stand up very, very confidently and say, yes, I participated in this wonderful work. Finally, the next announcement I want to make is that we will have National Coordinators Meeting on Sunday. European National Coordinators Meeting on Sunday. The time I will post it when I consult with the appropriate channels. It's either going to be Sunday evening or Sunday after evening broadcast. Thank you very much for this opportunity, Director Nnamdi Kanu, and may Chukwu Abiama, Chukwu Okike, the All Merciful, the Almighty Elohim, the Almighty Eloah, may He continue to guide you, may He continue to strengthen you, may He continue to give you His grace as you lead us, as He is the Supreme Commander, and He is using you to do His marvelous work. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. Well spoken, well delivered. Thank you very much. I was expecting more, actually, but it's quite strange. It's only very few, only five, or is it six if you include Sweden, out of the whole world. That is marvelous. The concentration in Europe is slightly disconcerting. They know who they are, and they have stood down with immediate effect. Hand over everything in your possession, including you remove yourself as a signatory to our account. If you have stood down, you will not have anything to do with our funding channels or streams. None whatsoever. Please. I don't want us to go into anything else apart from this. I respect people's opinion. They're entitled to even the new Biafra. People will be entitled to express their views and their opinion. Some have done it for various reasons, some because of their church, some because of their general overseer. It depends on how you see it, but we are now getting very... As somebody told me, after the atonement, we start serious freedom fighting. No more distraction. We are now set to go. They are hereby immediately replaced and never to come back. This is Radio Biafra. There are people all over the place on the line. We must go to them to take their calls because this is Radio Biafra. We thrive on the ability of our people to continually tell us their mind. There is no censorship here.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Your name and where you are.
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chine Duduru.
And where are you?
I'm calling from Spain.
From Spain. Turn your system down. There, I can hear your system on the background. Turn it down, please, and keep talking to me via the phone. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Chine Duduru.
Yes.
I'm calling from Spain.
Which part of Spain
the
are you in?
Coordinator of Madrid.
Madrid coordinator. Go ahead.
Yes. I greet you, director.
Thank you.
It has been a long time. I'm sorry for the tribulation we are having under our country. But I believe that after our tournament, God did it how it's supposed to be. But we are heading up. I have never said a word for a long time because of one thing or the other. But I thank God today you are in different land. I have people to give a call because they have been calling me in this place. Asking me where am I heading to? What am I doing? Did I know where I am? The capital of Spain. I tell them, if you are a Biafran, you'll be proud before your enemy. I told them, time will come where people will see me in that battle. I'm in Spain because Spain is not my country. My country is Biafran land. I don't have anything to offer, but what I have is what I will give to Biafra, because I know it's a promised land. It's where my sons and daughters, the origin of my gene, will come. Because we have lost all over the world, looking for money, which has been given to us by Chukwu Abiama. Looking for support, looking for health, which is in our land. Looking from everything that keeps mankind where it's supposed to be. But the Bible says people perish because of lack of knowledge. It is he who will understand that we understand. Sometimes when I speak, I become aggressive. People told me, cool down, this is not how to speak. But I always stay alone and cry. But I don't know what to do. Because people that I call my brothers, they say we are Igbos. I don't know where we are heading to. Biafra is holy today. It's I and them. Because other people around us have decided that Biafra will come to exist. And it must come to exist by the name of Chukwu Abiama. Director, whatsoever, the only thing I want to tell you today is that what is in you is greater than what is the world. And Biafra is yours. And who will stay alive and see that Biafra land? And see that promised land that God has signed. Because he said, if my word will not come to pass, let heaven and earth perish. And so it will be in that too. All Nigeria is never a name given by the Lord, the Almighty, given by a human being. And it can never be exist. I use this opportunity to tell my brothers and sisters, anywhere they are, let them come back where they belong. Let them ask themselves, where did I come from? Where did my origin started? How did I come to exist? But we jump out, come to the world to enjoy and do everything just like that and leave all that to perish. We are out all over the world, calling Nigerians, using it to mark our name bad, which we didn't belong to it. Some people may thought to be really British, but they will pay for what they reap when the time comes. But I pray that in the name of Chukwu Abiama, which comes out from Nnamdi Kanu, the chief and commander of Radio Biafra, commander in chief, in anywhere, see that land come to exist, we hang their flag and you must raise. I greet you.
Thank you.
We say we should not greet you, but in one way to other, what you have done in our life, we have been university graduates without paying a penny. What I did left from primary school to secondary school, even if you have already come today, Nnamdi, you have made sure to know where we come from. And that Japan must come with from east or west, north and south. All that fight and fail. That movement can never fail because we make the world to know who we are. We make their thoughts and go back to believe in you. And the truth is going on. Only the truth will set you free. My other truth, we are not going anywhere. And God said that whenever the truth comes, light must show, and that light is Biafra. I greet you people all.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear
brother. And all that follows. Thank you. I greet you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and goodbye to you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the coordinator's line. If you can hear me, so can the whole world. Your name and where you are, we are Radio Biafra.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. First of all, I want to welcome you back to Biafra land.
Thank you.
We appreciate your tour around the world and all your escapades for Biafra to see that the indigenous people of Biafra and the project of the restoration of Biafra as a nation is progressing effectively.
Yes.
The executive committee and the indigenous people of Biafra in Russia are saluting your courage.
Thank you.
I want to use this opportunity to thank the executive committee in Russia, my able national coordinator, Mazi Charles Agujie Bembajito, and all other executives serving under him, and the coordinators of the two zones that have been activated in Russia, namely St. Petersburg and the city of Perm. Tomorrow we are expecting these brothers that have taken the mantle of leadership in these regions to come to the capital city of Moscow for our national convention. That will be taking place tomorrow on Saturday, tomorrow Saturday, the 15th of November, 2014. Yes. And the new zonal coordinator for Moscow City, I, Gorisha, that will be functioning as our host for all Biafrans in Russia. I want to congratulate you all, three of you, the coordinator of Moscow, the coordinator of St. Petersburg, and the coordinator of the city of Perm. We are expecting you guys tomorrow, and we are hoping to have a wonderful convention to see how we can move this struggle forward in Russia. To other members listening now, the venue remains the same where we normally have our general meeting, Club Cabana, number 4, Ravskaya Nabrezhnaya, Moscow City. Time 2 p.m. prompt. Please, if you are coming for the first time, call the following line, 8925-8666-124 or 8926-808-9207. To continue, I have to introduce myself as protocol demands. I am Mazi Chinedum Nnannaoba from Mbitoli local government area is in Imo State. Imo State is in Biafra land. Currently residing in Moscow. Office, General Secretary, Indigenous People of Biafra, Russia. Thank you very much, Director. May Chukwu Abiyama grant Biafra freedom.
He said, thank you very much. We have a convention in Russia coming up tomorrow. We want our people, everybody around that part of the world, to be able to attend that. Very, very critical, very, very important. I don't know if we have anyone else on the phone. Of course, there are people calling us all the time. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if anybody has anything to say. If you have something to say, then you must proceed to say it, because we are here, we are live, we are direct. This is Radio Biafra. We are returning to that very line again. Please, the caller on the coordinator's line, confirm your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra.
Director, am I the one online?
Yes, you are. I can hear you very well, loud and clear. Please
good
go
evening.
Ahead. Good evening.
My name is Nnennaya Anya. I'm from Achari Hechiowa in Aruchukwu local government. But I reside in Germany. Director, I want to make an announcement. I want to call out the names of countries and zones that have paid for November and those that are standing for October. Please, if it happens that your country or your zone is under the ones that have not paid, do not call on air. I repeat, do not call on air. Rather, go and meet your zonal coordinators and ask him or her where the problem lies. Because I only called names of countries or zones that I have the receipt. I do not call names because they sound very beautiful. Now, I did classify them into three groups. The first group are the groups that paid. The second group are amongst the countries that paid, but not all the zones. Why the last group are countries that did not pay at all. Now, I start with the first group. The groups that paid, the countries that paid that are in the group one are Australia, Greece paid for October and November, Dubai paid for November, Israel, Indonesia, United Kingdom, and United States of America. Those are the countries that paid for November. Now, we go to group two. Group two are
Can you hear me?
Austria.
No.
Austria, there are three zones. Only one paid. Vienna paid. Kärnten did not pay. Steinmark did not pay for neither October nor November. The second, Germany. In Germany, 13 zones, the ones that paid are Aachen, Bremen, Hamburg, Cologne, Mannheim, München, Nuremberg, and Osnabrück. Osnabrück paid for October and November. But Kassel and Stuttgart promised to pay next week. Let's hope they keep to their promise. Now, Ireland. Ireland, there are 5 zones. Dublin, Cork, Limerick, and Waterford paid. Kerry did not pay for neither October nor November. Italy is really poor in the sense that many of them did not pay. The only zone that paid in Italy out of the 13 zones is only Udine. Ancona did not pay. Padova paid for October but not for November. Ferrari did not pay for November, neither Rome, nor Treviso, nor Verona, nor Saragossa. Saragossa paid for October, but not for November. Napoli did not pay for neither October nor November. Palermo paid for October, but not November. Torino paid for neither October nor November. Vicenza did not pay for neither October nor November. Now, Viterbo did not pay for neither October nor November. But they are all calling on air and saying they are with us. Now, we go to Spain. They have 5 zones. Bilbao paid only for October, but not for November. In Spain, out of the 5 zones, only one zone paid, Victoria. That is very, very bad. Madrid did not pay for neither October nor November, but I had the coordinator coming on air to speak. He's with us, but he did not pay. His zone did not pay for October, neither for November. Malaga did not pay for October, neither for November. Valencia did not pay for October, neither for November, but they are all calling and listening. Now we go to Switzerland. Switzerland, they have 5 zones. Bern, Delmont, Geneva, Olten paid. But Zurich did not pay for neither October nor November. Middle East. In Middle East, they have 4 zones. Dubai and Israel paid. Turkey did not pay. Qatar did not pay for neither October nor November. Now, we come to the third group. Here are countries that did not pay at all. Belgium, China, Cambodia, Czech Republic, Denmark, France, Finland, Hong Kong, India, Japan, Malaysia, Netherlands, Mexico, Norway, Pakistan, Qatar, Russia, Sweden, Taiwan, Thailand, Trinidad, and Turkey. None of this country paid. And the Nordic country, it seems they decided not to pay at all, none of them paid. But they are coming on air to say that they are in support of us. So it's very, very bad. And I said that I'm going to call all the countries that did not pay in October, thinking that I will just forget about it. No, I had to bring it forward. So you are still owing the indigenous people of Biafra money. You have to keep to your commitments and your obligation and make sure you pay up, because I will keep reminding, bring it forward no matter how long it takes, because you have to pay it. That is an obligation you all must do. We, our people are back home suffering. You are all here in Europe thinking you are having a good time. Yeah, well, whether you like it or not, we are already in a state of war in that country. So there's nothing we can do about it rather than to pay up. Director, it seems that this month is just so bad, and I think a drastic measure really needs to be taken.
Of course, of course.
Because it can't continue like this, you know, because I don't know any I don't know the reason they will give us for not paying their dues for the month of November. And some have not even paid. Even in Germany, Frankfurt did not pay, and Karlsruhe also did not pay. So that is the list I have for the month of November. And I don't know, Director, in case you have any question for me, I'm ready to take the question.
No, there is no question at all. I think what you've just said or read out is very clear for everybody to understand. So when people talk about all the money... we have Akuna Hugieba, eh? The 1.1 trillion we have. What's that again? Emo ha amachuwa George. Our people are so funny. When they try to cover their shame, they keep prodding you to reveal who they are. And when you reveal who they are, they start complaining. The truth of the matter is that people don't contribute money. That is the fact. If people prompt me, I will ask our sister to give us the amount that we've just mentioned. It is not up to £4,000 to run a worldwide movement of this magnitude. People don't understand. I hear indeed, but they don't know the meaning of the word. They are not charitable people. They are not. But some are. Some individuals are. So that is to tell you the work we have to do. Remember, when you cover them, sometimes they don't quite understand it. They think there is money somewhere. Oh, where is our money? The idiots saying that nonsense, they have not paid, contributed one dime. That is the extent of the intellect of an Igbo person. This has been happening since January of this year. It didn't just start now. But we know, as I said, Chukwu Abiyama, somehow, we continue going. I don't know how we do it, but we continue going. What can I say, my dear sister? Are we going to abandon the struggle because of it? Eh?
No.
The struggle continues.
No.
Exactly. The struggle continues, as Okusun said. And people will be amazed. Thank you very much. And keep on doing the work that you're doing for your country. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know. We are about to find out exactly what is going on with one or two or three countries. And then we are very, very draconian. I believe in surgery. I don't believe in taking tablet and applying treatment. I cut it open immediately and go straight to the problem and cut it out. I don't know what is happening. China sent money to me to buy a ticket to come to them to preach this very gospel. They have not maintained their monthly... In fact, it's unheard of. Malaysia and China, it is unheard of. I'll go and find out. I'll find out myself. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Commander-in-Chief of Army Forces, Brigadier General, Director of Radio Biafra.
You're kind. Thank you very much. Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling us from?
My name is Innocent Emeka Nwigwe. I'm calling from UAE.
From the UAE. They are up to date. Which part of UAE? Is it Sharjah or is it Dubai? Which one are you calling from?
Actually, I'm the treasurer of UAE.
Okay, Treasurer, the whole of UAE. Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Yes.
Right.
I'm calling in support of what our sister just mentioned now. If you look very well, you will notice that those people that you normally call and praise, they are the ones that come last and disappointing. I've been following all these things, and I'm a very good observer. You praise Malaysia. It's not by shouting. This freedom fighting is not by shouting or putting on jersey, running around like rabbit at the time. No. It's by what have you done. Not wearing jerseys, not shouting. They don't. If it's something that will get by shouting, all this Aboro in Oshodi can get a country of their own because they shout, Oshodi. No. What have you committed? There are many there, according to what you always mention.
Yes, that
but they cannot afford their monthly dues. Every time they will come last. Look at China. China, half of China is almost Nigeria. Biafran people all over China, everywhere. They are doing well, but they cannot pay their monthly dues. How much is it? If we divide it among all of them there, it's not even up to 10 kwai. But they cannot afford it. Or they have it, but they don't want to pay.
They have it. I believe they do.
If you look at like Germany and all this, Italy, most of these people, they have all this money. Even if it's €10, they have, but they don't want to pay. But most of them will call on Radio Biafra, and especially their coordinator. I don't know if they have shame at all. They will first call. Immediately they open Radio Biafra, they'll start calling before they give order to call. They will start calling. We are greeting you. No. Tell them face to face. If you know you cannot be, any time you did not pay, don't call. Don't waste people's time. We are not joking. They will not pay. They will call Radio Biafra. What impression are you creating? You are coordinator. If nobody is supporting you there, use your own money and pay to maintain your stand over there. UAE is not easy for people, but we are trying our best. We know how we do all these things because we don't want to come last. It's few people that are paying this money in UAE. Few people that isn't. It's not up to 5. But we are many. Right now, what you have started is anybody that did not register with us or pay his defense fund, his name will not be in our register.
Simple.
If you like, call Radio Biafra from now, put it in redire. It's not our problem. You can call, no problem, but anytime we send any those people that are registered with us, even if it's 2 people or 3 or 4, no problem. Me personally, I will make sure that even if we pay this defense fund or monthly dues from now to next year, even next 3 years, even if nobody don't want to do it, I personally can do it on my own. I don't see £300 as anything. It's not an excuse. $10, you cannot go. But you have airtime to call Radio Biafra and spend that ten dirham on airtime. Talking something that you know you cannot, if they ask you to come and fight for this, you cannot do it. Pay your $10, you cannot pay. Go down and join military, cannot go down and join military. Anybody that cannot comply under these 2 options you stipulated, pay your defense fund, let those that want to go and fight and fight, let them fight. Or you go down and join them and fight. Outside these 2 things, you are not a Biafran. Finish. Simple. Anytime I call, I always say this. If you cannot fall into these 2 categories, you are not a Biafra. Thank you, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. And well spoken. Well spoken. If it is a case that there is money in the kitty and it wasn't sent down to us, I expect the coordinator to resign with immediate effect before I carry out any further investigation. I'm referring to China and also to Malaysia. I don't want to conduct any investigation. If that is the case, I expect them to resign before I make announcements on the air. This is Radio Biafra. People are calling us. They are everywhere. The caller on the phone. Hello? Can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Confirm your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, director, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Omeni Fendubisoka. I'm calling from Spain, Malaga precisely.
From Malaga. Go ahead. People have not paid according to our system.
No, we did pay. We have paid. That's why I called.
Did you send in your
That's
receipt?
That's why I called. We paid on Monday and then we forwarded our receipt to our coordinator, national coordinator, but he did not forward it to this woman that just announced now. Since on Monday we paid and then we scanned the receipt and forward to him, and they did not send it to this woman.
That is our financial controller you're talking about. She's based in Germany, one of the ardent contributors to Radio Biafra from inception, from the word go.
So please, because this thing has happened to us before. We paid to Barcelona and Barcelona did not pay the money. So it's after our pressure they returned this money back and we tried to pay it again. And now they make the announcement and our name is not there.
We'll look into it, my dear brother. What we are saying is that I love this conversation this evening and I thank our sister for coming on air. I want to blow the myth out of the water that people are contributing money from everywhere. You gave your money to Barcelona and they held on to the money. They didn't send it to us. We have not received any money before. We have not received any money from Barcelona for nearly 5 good months. And idiots will stand up and ask us the money we are contributing. You have not paid one dime for 5 months. And you have the temerity, the effrontery, the lack of shame to ask a useless question like that. Egon Konyatro. Please go ahead.
So, please, director, I would like to have the number of this woman that just the woman that just made this announcement, so that every time
she
we
is
pay,
one of us.
Every
she is
every
one
time
of
we
us.
Pay, so that we can send the information direct to her.
Please, I hope that the European rep is listening. European rep, please. We don't want this type of mistake to happen. We also need to investigate Japan. They are complaining to me right now, saying that Japan have also paid. That this mistake has happened again. Everybody, wherever you are, please, can the respective continental reps circulate our sister's email address, please, so that all these treasurers can then forward receipts to her direct to
please.
Her, please. She is in charge.
Please, because
so, hold on, please. Anybody in the world that wants to know how much we get can go to our sister and she will tell them. Because the receipts are there. And then you'll be shocked when they tell you the amount. Then you wonder how we survive. How we do these things that we are doing. If not for the anonymous donors. Those that say, don't call my name. Those that call me and say, take this. Don't call my name. Continue the work you're doing. We love it. If not for them. Thank you very much, my brother. We shall look into it. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you, director. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, my name is Chinedu Duru again. I'm calling from Madrid once again.
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have called before. Why I called back again is because of the announcement our sister made. She's right. I'm not blaming her. But already, Madrid have been paying through Barcelona for a long time. But this month, we paid direct to Radio Biafra. Although I first sent the receipt to our national coordinator, he told me this evening that he didn't receive it. When I was with him, taking oath with the checker, understand, he told me to refast it again. But I looked for a place to do it. I could have not find a place, which I decided to do tomorrow. So Madrid have paid. If Victoria paid, Madrid have also paid. I'm sorry. So that my people will not call me tomorrow and ask me that why our money is not paid to Radio Biafra. Even if we are due or pay, we stand to follow our mission into Radio Biafra movement or into the association of Biafra. I deserve my case.
Thank
you. If I offend anybody, I'm sorry. See you. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. And this is Radio Biafra. We continue our work, which is Sizzler. We have some August visitors. Or is this September? November visitors, I would say. Not talking about November visitors, they're here. I want him to pick up the microphone and introduce himself to the whole world. He's a good man. Facebook. Please go ahead.
Hello, fellow Biafrans. I greet you this evening, this afternoon, where you are, or this night, or this morning. My name is Emma Madwabuchi. I'm from Ovim. Actually, it's Ovum.
It's Ovum, not Ovim. Ovum.
It's Ovum. Ovum, Ovum, Ovumena. I'm from Ovum, in what you know today as the Sweetwater Local Government area of Abia State. I greet all of you. I just came in this evening, and I saw our director firing as usual. And I said, the Lord will bless him. I thank you all. And I said that we should leave that problem that Igbos are known for, Biafrans are known for, which is the problem of expecting the next person to do it when you can contribute yours and do yours. We stay at our own corner, we say, what are they doing? Instead of you coming to plan on how to do to liberate ourselves from this evil contraption called Nigeria that has held us down since 1914, even before. Let us come together and do our own thing. Let us begin to use our head and find ways out of this evil contraption. Let us not wait for the next person to do it for us. Let us start on our own. There is something Jesus Christ said when he was teaching us how to pray. He said, thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And you begin to think that the earth is the whole world that it is. No, it is you, because you are made of dust. It starts from you. Do your own part. Do your own part. Make sure that you contribute all to Biafra. And I will do my own part. And by the time we bring them together, Biafra will be flying. Thank you, my people.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. He is the man. You hear his voice anytime Uche Mefo is on the line. You will always hear him because he always does the program too. Is that correct? Yes. What Barista Mamesu is to me is what he is to Uche Mefo. They always do the program together. Very happy to see him. Very, very happy to see him. I like people who are consistent, who are determined, and who are dogged. I never thought that the restoration of Biafra would be a walk in the park. Or if you come and say, oh, let's lock up Ariaria Market today. You lock up Ariaria Market and you get Biafra. I don't believe in that rubbish. I know that Biafra will come because we have to fight for it. And after today's meeting with these people, with all the people that I've been seeing, all the commanders that left their various positions in Biafra land to come to Port Harcourt to see me, our quest for purchase of arms and weapons is not misplaced. People are waiting. People are waiting. They say, start something, start something, start something. And I got a boy, I cannot achieve it, and it's impossible. We need weapons so we can fight. I am here. I'm here for goodness sake. The caller who is on Skype, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Yes, I'm talking to you, but I cannot get the world to listen to you, so stay where you are. Not the coordinator's line, no. The caller on the coordinator's line, remain where you are. I'm talking about the main Skype line itself. If I can find where this fits. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead. You, confirm your name and where you are, please.
My name's Emmanuel Ifeanyi Nwachukwu. I'm calling you from Germany.
Which part of Germany are you calling from?
I'm calling you precisely from Ludwigshafen.
Have they paid their monthly dues?
We don't have a Biafra movement here, but I'm with the group in Mannheim. Ask the coordinator.
Have Mannheim paid? Did you hear Mannheim? Have they paid? They have not paid, have they?
I don't know. It's not my duty. You have to ask the coordinator.
I can't ask them. You have people there coordinating that very area. I am back in Biafra land. I have meetings to attend. I have an entire global operation to run. I don't have time to be chasing if Mannheim actually paid or not. But I can tell you...
I think they have paid.
Have they?
I think they have. Yeah, okay. They have. They
okay,
have.
Go ahead. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
No, Director, I'm calling because of the account number you promised that you will say you will forward to me.
It has come out and it's been circulated across Africa. Is that correct? He's actually on Skype. Write it out on a piece of paper. Write out the number and then somebody will try and type it to him. If you just bear with us for a second, somebody will type out this very number to you. We have now opened another bank account here. The old one stands suspended, and nobody should pay anything into it. Every contribution you want to make to the running of this very operation in Biafra land, because we are here, this is this very account number that you pay it into. It's as simple as that. That is assuming our people know that you need money to run freedom fighting. That is, I mean, I know some don't know that. But we're not blaming them. You know?
So with this account, I can pay.
Of course you can. You can pay. But we are back home, you know. You can pay back home. Do you have people to do that for you, or you want a foreign account? Which one is it?
I'm here in Germany. So I want to pay from here.
It doesn't matter. If you walk into your bank and give them the IBAN number and the tracking number, just give them the details that we provided to you, and then it can be done. If you want the UK details as well, it will be sent to you too. It's entirely up to you. But the UK one is changing very, very soon and will be coming to Germany. So if you want to support what we're doing at home, then you can send it here. As simple
no
as
problem.
That.
Then just send me this account that I will be sending it there.
No problem. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, Director.
And good evening from here.
Yeah, this is Chide Kanyang. I am calling from China.
Chide Kanyang from China, and China is owing. Why is that? They sent money for me to buy a ticket and come and preach to them, but they cannot pay their monthly dues.
That is the reason why that is the main reason why I'm calling.
Yes.
It is a shame that our name has been mentioned for the first time.
For the very first time, yes. For the very first time, China is owing.
Yeah,
yes.
I must say we are sorry about that, but something must have been the cause of that, you know, Director. You know, we used to be about more than 30-something to 40 members in the meeting, but right now we are not even up to 20 members here. But, you know, we are expecting you to come to China, and as a result of that, like you said, we have sent our money for your comment. Well, that shouldn't be the reason. But, Director, I must tell you, the money, we are running short of cash right now. But I believe that the coming Sunday, we'll be having our meeting. And after that, we know how things go.
Okay.
But actually, Director, I am calling you in respect of that brother who called from UAE.
Yes.
It's actually right that we have not paid, but that shouldn't be the reason why somebody who contributes only £200 a month should call on Aire to blast China, who always paid £1,000+ a month. Why should we do that?
I will tell you why. Hold on one second. Do you know that what he's saying is absolutely right, because we rely on China. To whom much is given, much is expected. Hold on a second. No. To whom much is given, much is also expected. Nobody mentions UAE all the time. The people I mention all the time is China and Malaysia. All the time. Is that correct or not? Malaysia, China, all the time. What he's telling you is to live up to your billing. That's all he's trying to say. Perhaps the way he put it may not be to the taste of everybody, but that's essentially what he's saying. If you have this very big name and reputation to defend, then you better defend it. That is what he's saying. It is not a call for a debate. It is not. Nobody is saying that China is a perpetual defaulter. No. But for this very month, admitted, and I said it here. Didn't I say here that China have sent their money for me to buy a ticket? They have. They sent it to my secretary. Now, what we need to do is, your explanation, I accept it. Completely, 100% is a very valid, simple explanation. that the whole world, I'm sure, understood that we were X, Y, Z amount of people before. People may have gotten demoralized. A few people may have got off. It's normal. It is normal. And then after that, everybody else now coming in will remain until Biafra comes. That is what happens in this type of thing. So what you needed to do was to go to the Continental Rep to say, this month is not very good. How do we overcome it? That is all you need to do. And we expect all the principal officers there in China. When you call meetings and people ask questions which they are bound to, you answer them. You explain to them that some people lied. Oh, when they told us, see? That is all. People lied and they were exposed and that's all. People said, I sacked the women, which was a lie. I proved that I did not sack anybody. That was all. It's a simple thing. In a court of law, when somebody lies under oath and they come back again, any other evidence they give is inconsequential. Is that correct? Once you are found to have lied, everything else you say is null and void. That's what happened. Right. It's gossip, that's all.
In spite of the world, there is hell our people living here. I believe that we will stand for you, come back to our feet again. But you just need to do us a favor, you know.
I will do so.
There are some things our people are expecting, something from us because...
I know all of that. I know all of that. Believe you me, we are doing all that we can. I know what we will do to help the coordinators to make their work easier. But you must understand the terrain we are operating in. Things don't go like clockwork here in the zoo. Ask anybody. Even traveling from where we traveled to today to the border of Bayelsa and so-called River State. How many hours? Do you know how we had to maneuver through traffic? Nothing. You cannot say to somebody, okay, I'll see you in the next 40 minutes. You are dreaming. It will not happen. Nothing works here according to plan, but we have made monumental progress. We know what will happen and coordinators' life will be easier. We accept that. And that is going to happen pretty soon. Okay. And hopefully before I come to China, listen very carefully. When I come to China, you will assemble all the people. They will ask me questions. I need direct question. That's what I like. Any question at all they ask me, I will answer. Knowing me very well. Any question you ask me, I will answer that.
Okay?
So don't despair too much about that. Don't worry about that. This is Radio Biafra. We don't want people... Our people are very, very sensitive. They get worried very easily. They shouldn't. The explanation from China is valid. They have until next week Sunday to raise their money and send it to us. I don't know what is happening to Malaysia, but they will come... There was an instruction that was given to Malaysia. I don't know if they have done it, if that could be the reason. I don't know. But we're here to find out. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? The caller on the coordinator's line,
can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, please, go ahead.
I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. It's just me again. I wanted to call up, please, briefly, the Malaga monthly payment. Actually, today, this evening, I received the evidence of payment from the national coordinator, and she was announcing that, I just went into my email, and then I have forwarded this evidence to her now. And also, two other cities that she missed, but this I will have to speak with her about it. But for them, those Biafrans in those cities, in Padova and in Zurich, they have paid for their monthly contribution for, they are not owing any monthly due October and November. But once I drop now, I will call Mrs. Anya to make sure that we clarify this issue with her. Thank you, Derek. That's just what I wanted to put straight.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The other caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me? We have another caller on the coordinator's line. Can you hear me? Dear Lord,
how are you? Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, this is Kingsley Yemebulam. From Moscow, the deputy coordinator of Moscow.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. You see, We appreciate your work. We so much appreciate it. Before I used to call and I normally tell you, say, Director, we are behind you.
That's what they were saying before they stabbed me in December, that they were behind.
No. It's not Moscow. Moscow would never do such something Russia. Of such. Moscow, Russia, we cannot do. We told you if Malaysia jump, we jump. We have even overtaken Malaysia. We don't betray. Director, your words miss a lot for us. We are formidable. We are consistent. We don't shake. That's why we are holding a conference. Conference of the whole zones that have been activated, the St. Petersburg and the city of Perm. Tomorrow, we will storm Moscow, the Hall of Fame, where something is going to happen. We will pull the crowd. Tomorrow is the D-Day. It will be greater than, it will be mightier than the 30th of May. We want to show them, say, we are formidable. It's Biafra or nothing. Biafra ahead. The zoo has no place in our community. Tomorrow is the D-Day. We are ever ready. Moscow is there with you. Give command, things will start to happen. Russia is might. They have their might. In the world in general, Russia is involved. So we that are here in Russia, we are also involved. Tomorrow is the D-Day. All our friends that are in Russia, we ask them to come to the Cabana Club. Some saboteurs try to do one thing or the other, but to be ready tomorrow's this thing, but we are moving forward.
Of course.
We are moving forward. Tomorrow is the D-Day. Yeah. And we are still in the executive meeting trying to fix one thing or the other with for tomorrow's agenda. I'm here with the coordinator of Moscow as the host. Tomorrow, all of us, we are gathering, trying to fix one or two things.
Yes.
We invite all our friends. The population we are expecting tomorrow, the number we are expecting tomorrow, will be almost 200. 200 Biafrans.
That's very good.
Formidable.
That's very good.
We are moving forward. Director, I don't know, sometimes I try to emulate from you. Your words means a lot to me. That formidability you always mention, truth and honesty. For us, the zoo is not existing. The zoo is dead. There's nothing concerning us with the zoo. We see the handwriting on the wall. The aggressiveness, but we are moving forward. Nothing, no agenda they will bring on the table that we, the Biafrans, cannot counterpoint it. We are ever ready.
Yes.
And
yes.
Our women that are behind us, we are very thankful to them. A few days ago, one of our women called, say, when you talk about vodka, the weather is very cold. We are not even saying some people don't drink vodka. They can drink that here now in Moscow. You are having minus 15, minus 10. So some people can drink the vodka. It's not even the problem. But it's when we call them to come out. When the weather is cold, anybody can hide and come out. But what matters, when you call them, we are there able to pick your call. They are ready. So don't even take it like anything. I believe my coordinator will brief more on concerning our fund. Excuse me.
Yes.
Hello, Director.
Yes.
Yeah, Agujebu is online, the national coordinator.
Yes, Agujebu, go ahead. What's happening to your monthly dues? Is it because of the conference?
Yeah, they will pay the monthly dues by the. We are having the Moscow region. We have meeting on last Sunday of the November.
Okay.
They made the meeting. They will make the payment. I'm here with the Moscow coordinator, the deputy coordinator, and my secretary. I'm invited them to my place to energize what will happen tomorrow as inner concourse of the program we're having tomorrow. So okay. We are for whatever the Moscow coordinator want to say something, you know. So
of course.
I'll give you a chance.
Of course, yes, go ahead.
Hello, Janetto. Good evening.
Good evening from here.
This evening.
Yes, yes.
This is the coordinator of Moscow by name Barrister Ike Orisha. Formal introduction, I'm from Ubuta in Ubuta local government area of Imo State. I want to thank all the executives working with me in this AdPop Russia for their immense contribution to this actualization of our motherland. Then at the same time, I want to use, like the secretary have already announced what we're going to do tomorrow, and I don't have to repeat it, but I want to add another announcement. The announcement is going to be that after our general meeting on the 30th of November, we are going to remit our normal dues, which we are supposed to do. So this is just what I want to announce. After the 30th general meeting, we are going to remit our dues.
Thank you very much.
And I still commend your effort. We are still behind you. Yes, you have doubts because of some misfortunes and misbehaviors of our Igbo people. Of course, I am an Igbo man. I know who Igbo are. Most of them are selfish in the sense that I don't even know how to talk. When I start talking about Igbo people, sometimes I feel poor and I feel bad. So let us just not face on all those bad acts, but let us focus on the actualization of our motherland. I know they will come up. Most Igbos are like prostitutes, so I know them. But they want things, when it is happening, they will start claiming their land or claiming whatever they represent themselves. But let us just ignore them. The hardcore Biafrans must get this Biafra, which I know the Biafra is already around the corner. So we shouldn't have doubt about it. So this is what I want to say, and I will thank you again and commend your effort and say that you should keep going on. We are behind you. Russia is Russia, and Russia is behind you for every guaranteed benefit of that. I promise that. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. I welcome that wholeheartedly. Thank you very much. I will take this call. We'll then go down here for people to speak, should I wish to do so. This is Radio Biafra. You've been waiting for a very long time on the phone. Confirm your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, I mean on the local line here in Biafra land, please, your name and where you are.
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, the very great man himself. Your voice only I can always recognize. Please go ahead. We are all listening, but you have to confirm your name yourself, please, to listening public.
Thank you so much, Director. My name is Obidio Bienu. I'm from Oba in the Idemili local government of Biafra land. I'm calling you from Los Angeles right now.
Thank you,
Director. I will not stop commending you. Actually, it's commendation. And whenever we mention people's name, it's commending them for what they're doing. You know. For instance, Mazu Chime for Barrister Ma, Karumonde, our Professor Denibo, my continental rep here, Zafiranya, and Mazimwanenye, all these people, they are not relenting, so it's not by accident that I commend them so that they can do more. And I also want to use this privilege to thank our sister who's calling out, or taking responsibility of these, keeping an account of people who pays and who doesn't pay, because that's exactly what we need to do, to keep track of all those countries that are paying and who are not paying. But I do have a suggestion, as an extension of the days for her to call in to give this report, because today is actually 14th, and I know the dues are due on the 10th of November so that there will not be bickering now for all these people calling. I fax, received, I fax that, and it didn't get on time and all these things. So if they do allow them like 8 days, at least, or a week, that will enable them to take care of their documentation in such a way we'll not have all these people calling back and say, oh, we paid, but we haven't faxed our receipt. And once again, Director, thank you so much for what you're doing. I thought you have abandoned us.
No, never.
No, not at all.
You guys are very dear to me. In America, Odunigbo is there. You are there. Wanonenyi is there. The very able engineer himself is there. All of you are gold. All of you are gold. Malamu Gochukwu is also there. So also is there. All of you, marvelous in the USA. Marvelous.
Thank you so much. And then I want to thank our brothers right there that are supporting you, who are around you. I want to thank them. I want to thank you, Ma, as well, who came in from Lagos, the November visitor.
Yes.
Director, I have nothing to say, but yesterday I tried to call in. All I wanted to call in and tell you is that, honestly speaking, I get upset when you wanted to prove yourself. You don't need to prove yourself to nobody. You have done what, I don't know who can do what you're doing right now in this generation. I don't know who will come out and tender their lives for their people. I don't know who can do that. Of course, we know by example, all these people parading themselves as Igbo leaders, when it comes to speaking out for the Igbos, they all hide away. They're just parading themselves as Igbo leaders because of money. So I don't know what you are trying to prove, my brother. You are right on the track. You're doing what no one else can do. So we really encourage you to keep doing what you're doing. And like I told you the first time I called in Radio Biafra, nobody oriented me to Radio Biafra. I just had that day having Biafra meeting, and I went to him and I searched and I heard your voice, and that's it. It does not take nothing. If the individual really have, discerning spirit, it doesn't take nothing for the individual to really go through and hear what you're saying. Not just saying, but your actions also. Proves that you really love your people and you're set. And not just that you're set, but God has called you to do this very job. So there's no point going forth and back. And I want to remind you, Director, that issue of gossip, remember, Moses, they gossiped. Remember, our Lord Jesus Christ, they gossiped. Moses' own was even his own brother. Aaron and Miriam, the sister that kept him in the river when Pharaoh wanted to kill him. They gossiped about him. And what did they get? Leprosy. Miriam get leprosy and delayed what it's going to be. And what I'm trying to say in this respect is that for people who are gossiping, they are all set out to come and delay the process. Therefore, we don't have to waste time when they're gossiping. I believe that we just trash them where you used to trash all this trash. Because they are really trash, they are nothing, they are not relevant as far as Biafra is concerned. So my Director, please, I think that more time was spent educating our people. I'm learning a lot of things from you. You just, this obvious question, today you just taught me about how she came up to the limelight, and now she is the one attacking her sister about money, or calling her to find out how money disappeared. And she's there all this time, all the money that's been missing, she's not calling on anybody. Remember, this same obvious equivalent was the woman that came here in California sharing money to people to come out on the street about the so-called missing girls, which we all already know that they are not missing.
Of course they're not.
So she's on the other type of, on the other side of the world entirely. These people are not relevant as long as humanity is concerned. These people are nothing. So I think we give them too much airtime, and it takes time for Beer France to make contributions to this radio. But anyway, I'll let other people come in. I just want to thank Beer France all over the world who are not relenting. Do what you're supposed to do. And for the Ananias and Sapphira, who are halfway in, halfway out, you bring money, people are making contributions, you don't want to make your contributions, or you bring in pinch. Remember, nobody called you in the first place. So there's no point of you to playing this end game. You know, there's no point of you coming out to say, oh, you are for the Biafrans, and then you are not paying your dues, you are not showing your physical self. Be careful what you do. Go back and read about Ananias and Sapphira. Nobody called them. They found themselves dead because they said they are for the gospel, and at the same time they want to be, you know, being smart around the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Director, I would say, keep doing what you're doing. You don't know the extensiveness of what you're doing. And God has sent you, and I believe that through you, Biafra is coming. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. I say, he said to that. He said, thank you very much, OBWN, our Los Angeles coordinator, all the way from the west coast of America. When I go there, they take care of me. There is a place he took me to where he converted me to ribeye steak. And anywhere I go to in America, I keep asking for ribeye steak. And I can never find exactly the same one we had in Los Angeles, which is rather very sad. OBWN is one of us. This is Radio Biafra. Let's go to the line once again to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please, if you may.
Yeah, Mr. Director, good evening, sir. Good morning from Malaysia.
Good evening from here.
It's Amalachukwu Ndubisi. I'm calling from Puchong Zone. I am the assistant coordinator of Puchong Zone.
Yes.
I am calling regarding to the payment that was read a few moments ago. I got an go-ahead order from our national coordinator, Bilo Anthony. So he asked me to plead with you guys, to plead with you so that you will give us time, November, on the end of this November, we will be able to complete our...
Is anything happening in Malaysia that I don't know about?
My director, there is absolutely nothing is happening. The issue was that we sent three people back home from our personal money here. It cost us money.
Hang on, the same fools that we fed, we housed them in Malaysia, fed them. They went back. They came back here to sabotage what we are doing.
Yes, Mr. Director. That is what we are here catering for. We sent them back home, and they went here and messed things up. It seems to be as if we had a kind of delay on November, but we are paid for October. So we plead for a kind of a time from now to the end of this month. We are going to come up with our payment. We have not relented before, and we can never relent this time around. Malaysia is formidable, and we are keeping moving on.
I wouldn't expect anything less from Malaysia, to be honest with you. Or else, all of you will be on perpetual exile. You cannot come back home. If Malaysia fails,
no.
Heaven knows, I'm telling you the truth, before God and before man. If Malaysia fails, all of you will remain in perpetual exile because Malaysia cannot afford to fail. That's what I'm saying. Cannot afford to fail.
We cannot.
Thank you very much. Thank you. They were spending their money housing people who couldn't feed themselves in Malaysia. Idiots who could not feed themselves. They were looking for a way to come home. They say, oh, we are Biafran soldiers. They came to my hotel room for only 30 minutes. I interviewed him. They were standing up all throughout the time. They pledged their loyalty to my command. Everything that they will go home, gave me a rundown of what they're supposed to do. I don't know who the chap is. I don't know him. 30 minutes only. they left, he came back home and was trying to tell me the history of my family. 30 minutes. Obi Anthony was there. What's his name? Obuefi Nanyelugo was there. The one that called a while ago. 30 minutes only in my hotel room. He's now doing a video. Is it video or audio? You know, he can, it was an audio tape about the story of my family. 30 minutes only. Diko Guazo. I get Jakarta Biabo. Running a failed restaurateur in Malaysia. People looking for money to go home. Everybody attached themselves to Biafra. Oh, I'm volunteering for the army. Send me home. I'm on the only lot. Our people in Malaysia invested money in them, paid their house rent, fed them, gave them clothing, bought tickets for them to come back home. They came back home and was dabbling into sabotage. Let's go. Too many callers here. Unicharikwa, do you want to say something? You want to say something? Okay, I'll come to you in a minute. Let's take this call. The caller on the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
Sir, my name is Okas Kili. Okas Steven. I am calling from Dakar in Senegal.
Dakar, Senegal. Have you paid in Dakar? Have you paid from Senegal?
Sir, we have never been noted. We are to remit the money. Remember, you placed on a hold. So we are waiting.
But it's been given to all Africa. Is that correct? Our Africa rep is been given to him, and is our also Senegal coordinator. So I expect the Africa coordinator to circulate that very detail to every coordinator and principal officer to also give to people who may want to donate anonymously. Very, very important.
Yes, that is very, very important. It should be made in the open, because people are coming out here. So I believe there is nothing absolutely impossible for any mind that has determined to put things right. As long as you have a dedication, you have determined to put things right consistently. You must be prospering. We are coming back and we are on our firm. We want to go back to our normal stand. This is an assurance. The problem came the other time within us. I told you that we will never let you down. We had a good meeting today. We had a meeting. I'm just coming back from the meeting. And luckily to me, I tried to call yesterday to inform you about this meeting. If you can take your Skype, you will see the message. But I wasn't lucky. And today, thank God that I'm lucky. I bless Chukwu Abiyama for that. So I want to start thanking you and informing you the information I have. I have an information, military information. The information of military I have, this thing was told to me by my father. You understand? John Oka. He was also a military man. I was late when he was telling me a lot of things about military. How you can crawl from here to more than a 1,000 meter. Crawling on the ground. So he reviewed so many things for me. And what is required. You are coming to be a Biafran military doesn't mean that you must go in the war front. No, there are armorers. There are doctors in military. There are people who also carry everything. Everybody needs to come out. If you are a doctor, please, we need you. I follow the IDF. I see how they can try as much as possible to save one single soul. But I'm sure we are here. And we are here to fight because we can only fight it because it's a just cause. We are not skeptical about this game. We cannot lose. We cannot lose since we have atoned. And it's obvious that we have atoned. You know, giving all to God, giving God a challenge. Say, God, we gave it to you. You are the one we have. And we are out. A lot of men came up and as Thomas still giving me their names. They will come out. They will come out. I promise you that they will come by. We will keep talking to them. It is an obligation to us. It's for me. I don't know about others. It is an obligation to propagate this message.
It is.
I'm telling you, any human being that knows me will know that Biafra in my house, everything about me is Biafra because my father, his younger brother and the other brother, they fought. Imagine the quest they embarked in then, 1967. They weren't stupid. My father was never demented. To be candid, he wasn't demented. He was fighting, and this is a bloody thing. You know, they say blood speaks thicker than water.
Yes.
Yes, we must follow that thing he was fighting. He was not a fool fighting for Biafra, even sustaining some injuries. He was never a fool, and I'm urging others, don't see yourself as a fool. You are doing it for other people. We must come out. You also say, doctors, we need doctors. We need. You can also work in the administrative offices. Anyone you can do, like what we did here to open our account, I personally made the documents the bank accepts here. I made it. Nobody assisted me. Write everything. I did it. They accepted here, and we have an account. Anywhere you can help. If it is three things you have, please do not find it very difficult to offer it. I don't expect you to find it very difficult to offer it because you are giving it to yourself. I am fighting for you. I am also fighting for Biafra because even when I'm going out for more, I do there. I'm not going to go back down to there because waffle the light. They can see the light. We are not going to look at. I am fighting for you. We are going to make this bend side to be like even Lagos. That is why I am fighting. I am sure you are going to remember this and make sure that I am fighting for you because of what I believe. I want you to come into your own knowledge, making those bend, those local places to look like others. Is it not give them oil, the tech? They will build whatever you ask them to build. People will go and live and pay.
We will build our own. We will even build
and
our
whatever
own
we can
ourselves.
To help our people, we can do it.
And we will. And we will, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We run a marathon session without any adverts at all for 3 solid hours. And when I present this program, without music either, because this is what we are born to do. To preach this gospel that will restore our freedom and our sanctity. Sometimes people ask me, like my secretary was asking me, all these battles you go into, don't you ever get tired? I told him that I love it. It makes me stronger. Honestly speaking, I cherish it. You know, if I was in the world and not in the spirit of restoring Biafra, I will use my money and go and buy a case somewhere from somebody and do the case myself. I love it. I do, honestly speaking, because I train myself mentally and psychologically to be able to face greater adversaries. So that is why I don't tolerate any nonsense. I don't care who it is. Anybody that messes up is off. I don't care who you are. We will fight the battle to the end. In the end, you will lose and we'll win. That is the only one outcome that is guaranteed. The same way that the zoo will lose and will win. It's only when people lie that it worries me. When people come out and say that we don't have any soldiers on the ground, and you see grown-up men shaking their heads and saying, oh my God, how can this be such a thing? Amazing. We have an army on the ground. They need bullets. They need guns. They need everything to be able to fight a war because the zoo is crumbling. If there is no election in the northeastern part of the zoo, you cannot produce a president. Do you know that? Do you know that? 2015, this place is dead. Dead and buried. This is Radio Biafra. We are all over the place, all over the world. We wash our dirty linen in the public. That is why they become white. Not just white, whiter than white and whiter than snow itself. Oh, why are you saying this? Why wouldn't we say it outside? The greatest civilization that mankind has ever known is the US-led Western world, the most culturally influencing civilization known to man is that being piloted by the USA. In USA, they don't have any secret. Do you know that? Everything is done out in the open. Congressional Committee of Inquiry. Everything is in the open. It makes them stronger. Look at Russia, where you hide everything. Don't say this, don't say that. Don't say this, don't say that. In the USA, everything is out in the open. That is the essence of democracy. That is why I prefer to wash my dirty linen in public. And as long as nobody can come up and say they have ever heard me before tell lies, I'm content with that. That's how you know. Any question you ask me on the air, I will answer you no matter how good or bad the question is. And truthfully at that as well. That Chukwu Abiyama's name may be praised. People are calling us from everywhere. My goodness me. from everywhere. What time is it now? It's about, is it 12 minutes? It's 12 minutes to 11 p.m. Is that correct? Is it 17 minutes? Is it up to 17 minutes? Let's go and take this call. The caller on the phone, you're calling us from Spain. I can see 3-4. Confirm your name, please.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Is it from Germany? I don't quite. Is it Germany, Italy, or Spain? Which one is it?
It's in Italy, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Don't blame me, please. I've not eaten since morning. Go ahead.
Good evening, my fellow dear friends. Good morning. Good night to some of you, wherever you are. Is your fellow Biafran. My name is Festus Unoka, the coordinator of the
No.
Oh, Biafran. Director, I think we should call bless you.
You say, and you too.
I am so happy that I'm hearing your voice to Biafra land. For those that is kicking against me, for those that is fighting against me, saying that we are making our Biafra in Europe, why can't we go home? I have been calling them. I have been telling them to go and listen to where we are broadcasting from.
I like that.
Director, you know how Verona it is. You know how we started, and you know where we are today. Director, my sister came up this evening to say that we have never paid our October, if I'm not making a mistake. We have done that for so long. On the 15th, Director, we paid our October money. Even I made a mistake, instead of me to send it to through Facebook of Iran, when I posted it, it came out through Facebook. So even our central, national rep said that we should remove it immediately. I ordered my wife to remove it immediately because I was about to work when Iran called me. So he removed it immediately. Then I came back again. Also, they announced again that we have never been paid. I fasted to my deputy coordinator.
Somebody is calling, please. The same line is taking two calls, and that is why it's
our rep, national rep. I said, okay, thank you. And when Umokwe came up last time, and they came up with calling up 10 states in Italy who have paid in October, if we Italy are only just a few states, that is just their coordinators are just shaking, but we will refine it and make everything to be stable. Just few states out of 14. 10 have already paid October, if I'm not making a mistake. And on November this month, I believe most of us have never paid, and most of us are holding our meeting last Sunday and third Sunday. Like me, on third Sunday, we are holding our meeting. Before Monday or Tuesday, we will regulate our money as well. If nobody in Italy is paying its monthly contribution, Director, Verona will always pay their monthly contribution because we are one of the struggle. We will make sure Biafra come. We are not going back. We are standing with you today, tomorrow, anytime, any day, anywhere. I want to thank every indigenous people of Biafra that is resigned there with you as you are speaking right now. Please and please and please.
Thank you.
That is only what we have. Please maintain everywhere. And I ask people of Yama to guide and protect us. And every indigenous people that is living in Verona, please, we are having our meeting on Sunday in San Massimo, time 5 o'clock, and come with your monthly dues. Even though if you don't have, come and contribute your own idea of going for it. If you don't have today, you have tomorrow. That is why we are on Rubenwan Nabonoso. Please, I beg you all. Thank you, Director. May God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very, very much for that. It's a good thing to know that people will always support our effort, our endeavor. The lines are still going, but we must defer to those of them who are here, long suffering all this while for nearly 3 hours, dedicatedly listening to us. People are calling us. People want to clarify their position in relation to their funding. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, are you speaking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Confirm your name and where you're calling from.
My commander-in-chief of all forces of Biafra, my name is Emmanuel Chidoz Igwe. I'm from Omoma in Abuja in Wangele, local government area of Imo State in Biafra land.
Thank you.
And I'm calling from Italy, in Padova to be precise.
Padova, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I thank God for whatever that has been going on and the great impact you have been making to the Biafran people. So you don't know what, it's just like when Christ was on the earth, so you don't know what he's giving to his disciples or something like that. So but, we thank God for your great work and your great impact you have been doing in our lives. And I say, man can never bless you. It's only Almighty Chukwu Abiyama will bless you and bless your family and bless whoever that have been making this particular liberation or movement to move forward. Thank you very much and God bless you, sir.
Thank you very much and God bless you too. I believe that Padova is up to date. This is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Who has something to say? Now is the time until we close. Please, all of you here, if you wish to speak, you can do so. Please go ahead. Go ahead and speak. Go ahead.
My name is Owudiwe Chidebere. I'm from Eziago in Enugu State. I'm using this opportunity to thank all the coordinators here in Biafra land, the coordinators in Nigeria. They should keep on keeping on, like the way Uchumefo said it. I know it's been hard for them to control most of the people here because of the Masob and all the groups that are creating here that is affecting them. Because everybody wants to be the leader of his own group, but they are not doing things. They are not coming out to do the work, but they want to be the leader so that will control the fund. They want to control the traffic, but they don't have anything to show off for what they are doing. So I'm telling all the coordinators, wherever they are, they should prepare their mind. Very soon, all of us will meet, and they must take the oath of an office for them to be able to move forward. I believe that we are moving forward even better than I think, because after today, I know that Biafra will come in our time. And I thank my director for making it possible for us to meet again. And he's doing a nice work. Normally, we will not be able to take care of him the way he wants or the way they take care of him in abroad. But I thank God for keeping him and making sure that he's working towards the association of Biafra. You are welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you have been working very hard here, too. Go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, Biafrans all over the world. And good evening, our almighty director, Nnamdi Kanu, is here with us. My name is Prince Elochukwu Onye. I'm from Omongarawu Empire of Biafra land in Enugu, Biafra. Dear fellow Biafrans all over the world, every man, my advice to you, every man is an architect. You alone that knows the maps of your thoughts. My advice to you all over the world is that Biafran is coming. I am a well-trained soldier and I am also a spy. I can tell you the numbers of the zoos and the capacity as we speak. I know they are in and out. Two, they know us and they know that we are an intimidative arrow pointing at their eyes. There are soldiers on the ground. If you doubt that there is no soldier on the ground, call me, I will tell you. I used to be Lieutenant Colonel Elochukwu under Uazurike Masop. My unit is 3rd Brigade of Obaru at Opoko. There are soldiers on the ground. We held on each other for good 1 week in 2006 until we noticed that Uazurike is a politician. He is not fighting for any cause. Oddly was torn and thrown into jail. Uazurike never come. He never called. We didn't see him till today. I just want to assure you all over the world that we are here on ground. Right now, I'm a volunteer soldier under the commandment of the commanding general, Nnamdi Kanu. I am adopted by Lord Chidebere Onwudiwe. And I want to tell you people that Biafra is coming soon, soonest. We are ready any moment, now and then. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. And well spoken. Please go ahead.
It is me again, once again, Bright Chimeze Ishawa, calling from here in Igwacha. I greet you, my beloved Biafra sisters and brothers all over the world. Just like as our honorable director have just told you, since morning I've not eaten anything. Even what he ate in the morning was just a buka. Buka, I don't know, beta buka. Jiaguaragua. Upon everywhere we went to today, you people should come back and look at communities and villages that are the oil, the black road, black gold is coming out from. I was even telling somebody that most of the houses I'm seeing there, thank God they even have an electrical pole in their area, which for many months now there is no light within that area. Our people should stand up, even when the people were making their comments and all that. You see how bitter they are. You see how bad they feel being called a Nizoria. That is the zoo man. Or a nigger man. They feel so bad. My people all over the air, over the world, if you come back to this zoo, you will feel what people is feeling too. Everywhere there are guns everywhere. The forces we have over here in Biafra land, even in the zoo, they point their guns to innocent civilians seeking for one fault or the other. You can't even ask a policeman a single question. If you ask a policeman a single question, he will only reply with a gun. If you succeed, that one is your uncle a cup of tea. So my brothers, let not just lag behind in terms of this struggle, so that we will build a better place for our children. Thank you all.
Thank you. Do you know why the policeman today asked you to open your boot when we are going to our meeting?
Bonnet.
He asked you to open the bonnet.
Yes, he asked us to open the bonnet.
He said it's because of the way you spoke to a police officer.
A police officer, and he wants my leg to touch the ground.
Yes. Oh God, these guys are strange. Thank you very much. Thank you. We traveled to somewhere. We had a very fruitful meeting. And I'm, I guess, awesome. When I go to such things, I take one or two witnesses so that they can testify to the goodness of the Lord. That is the way we operate. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Does anybody else have something to say? Very, very briefly, 1 minute. Go ahead.
Good evening, my brothers and sisters, once more again. Isibon Ibe Olua on the line again. Please, I want to give this encouragement to my fellow brethren. As the Lord passed the message through Prophet Joel to his children, the children of Israelite, the locusts of the Lord are coming, the armies of the Lord. They are coming like a white locust, which nothing will hinder them nor stop them. They will crush down any grass, be it alive or dried. Anything that will try to stop on their way will be crushed. This is a message that is passing to the zoos. And to my brethren out there, please, you are an army of the Lord. In any area, in any gift that the Lord has given to you, you can use it. Participate in this battle because the Lord has chosen you for a purpose. And don't neglect that mission that the Lord has placed in your care. Please, thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. I come again, Imam Madu Abuchi. I was just coming from about today, from Umuahi actually. I can tell you that we had up to 10 police checkpoints along the road. You can see how terrible this place is. This place they call Nigeria. Even our Biafra land has been so devastated, have been so contaminated that nothing good can be seen anywhere. The roads are bad. You call it an express road, but it's not like a village road. You cannot pass. You stay on the go slow for up to 2-3 hours. Then the policemen are there. They are not doing anything. They are just collecting money from people. He will stop you. Come on, stop there. Come on, stop there. And you think that he's doing something serious, something important. No. Mm-hmm. He wants to collect money.
That's all. Clear well. Park, inner light, outside light, overhead light, everything.
And what do... He wants to collect money. 100 naira, 200 naira from poor, wretched people who are looking for their daily bread. And you call them the policemen of your own country. I call them agents of darkness. I call them agents of wickedness. I call them agents of evil. Because they have not brought anything good to us as a people. What they have brought to us is destruction. That is what Nigeria has brought to us. With its agents, call them soldiers, call them police, call them whatever you will. That is what Nigeria has brought to us. Destruction and evil. Nothing good comes to us because we are part of Nigeria. And that is why we must extricate ourselves from this evil contraption they call Nigeria. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Thank you for that. As we went to see these people today, there is something I must say before we close. There are some people that did not take the oath. There are some people who are listening to all manner of rubbish because this is the last time I will ever comment on this, but I want you to know something. There are those of them circulating information that we have no army. The same people, I sent them to go somewhere. They went and met this particular commander. They took photographs with men carrying guns. Is that correct or not? Is that not what they said? They took photographs of the weapons that these people have with them. They took pictures with them. They tell you that we have nothing on the ground. And they now said that they are doing something. They started to send pictures of the men that I sent them to go and see. I trusted them. I sent them to go and see this very army. They went there and they took photos. They took pictures of the place. They are now inboxing people those pictures, telling them, get your defense fund and come. We have a plan. These people are so angry today that when the time comes, they will pay dearly for what they have done, for treachery and insubordination. The same structure that we built, IPOB worldwide, the same defense fund we are collecting, I sent them to go and see this very army in Ijoland. I sent them to the place. I gave them the telephone number, asked them who to call, and I said to the commander, my people are coming to see you. They went there. They took photos, they took pictures. The same pictures, they are now inboxing people, telling them, we have something here on the ground. That is how evil Igbo people are. Very, very evil. I sent you to go and serve your country because I trusted you to serve your country. You went there to subvert the information you received from there to satisfy or serve your own selfish means. I feel sorry for the idiots who will no longer be there. Because every commander you thought you had, I have spoken to them. They have come to see me. I didn't go to see them. They came to see me. Mad people. There is no coordinator in Norway. Lothar Chukwu is not the coordinator for Norway from this very second onwards. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for having listened to us this very night. We hope you will join us again in the morning. Our systems are fantastic. Let me check once again what happened today. I can tell you categorically there was no break in a transmission today. None whatsoever. The same thing as yesterday. The second day we are running without any break in transmission since I came down to this part of the world. There is two pieces of news items I must present to you this evening. Three dead in a military helicopter crash as Boko Haram continues to shoot down their aircraft. Three dead. If you check there, there will be Biafran men. Dead, yes, now shot down today, now immediately. And there will be no election in the zoo if Boko Haram insurgency continues. I said to people 2015 is key. They don't want to understand. They lied to them and said there is no army on the ground. I have had meetings with commanders. We went there. We saw them today. You saw them with yourselves. I didn't want to tell you. You went there and you saw something. I started screaming. I don't lie. I cannot lie to Biafrans. Anything I can do, I'll tell them I can't do this. I can't lie to my country. People don't quite know that is a secret as well. All the time we give you away all our secrets. The secret to running a successful movement of this magnitude is that you don't lie to your people. Don't deceive them. What you can do, you say you can do it. What you can't do, you say I cannot do it. They went to the people that I sent. They didn't know this. I sent them. I called them on the phone. I said, I have an assignment for you of national importance to Biafra. Go to this place. Ask for this man. Do this. Do that. Negotiate. Come back and tell me. They went there, collected information, and put it in their pocket. In this sense. In my sense, indeed. And then use the pictures. They first of all wrote their nonsense and gossip their rubbish. Are you my gossip nonsense? They have no army on the ground. What director is telling you is not correct. There is no army on the ground. The same army I sent them to, they took pictures of all the infrastructure there, including the weapons. They now started to post it to people, telling them, bring your defense fund because we have something on the ground. Chai, indeed. Anyways, this is Radio Biafra. We thank you. To us, Biafra is not just a country. To me, Biafra is my religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where I worship. Here I worship Chukwu Abiam in truth and honesty. Because every proclamation on this platform is gospel. Because only Chukwu Abiam is God, not man. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, keep each and every one of you and your families, of course, safe and well in these difficult and trying times. But more critically and more importantly, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you all for listening. And from me here in my country today, we have met our people, united this very Biafran family with the Jo family. I would say it is simply good evening.
From all our foes.